following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball, presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who encourage parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We played the whole season to get to this moment, the District 7A semifinal, the game that can unlock the door to a deep postseason run. A year ago, the Lady Dogs met Clark Rains in this game, and the Black, Purple, and Gold secured a 45-37 win that surged them all the way to Murfreesboro. While the Dogs suffered a 62-64 defeat to Pickett County that left them quagmired in the consolation game before a region quarterfinal elimination. Here 1 year later, we've got a rematch between the 13-12 Lady Dogs and the 18-10 Lady Buffs, while the 17-6 Bulldogs try to take a bite out of the 16-10 Gordonsville Tigers. These games aren't going to be for the faint of heart. Get ready for a pair of knockdown dragouts here in the heart of Hawkeye.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with their community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Herbie Springs.
Young Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup, and much more. We get ready for tip-off, Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, welcome into the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, our 20th overall basketball broadcast of the 2025 season. For the first time this postseason, we're here at Livingston Academy for the District 7A tournament. Soon I'll be joined by legendary coach Joe Sims. Later, Doug Strong will be sitting in with me for boys action. With me right now is a man who was here on Tuesday getting things organized for us at the tournament's onset. He's the Upper Cumberland's top sports journalist, Steve Thomas Weaver.
I don't know about that, but it sounds good. Appreciate that, Daniel. Kind introduction as always. And you know, that preparation is because there's nothing like tournament time here in the Upper Cumberland. And, you know, we're kicking off a big day of it here at Livingston Academy, the home of the District 7A tournaments, where all four semifinals are going to be played consecutively thanks to Mother Nature.
Yeah, of course. Girls post that last night. Feels like the old days, you know, used to always play four and that, and we're going to get it again.
Yeah, we are. And unfortunately, we're going old school tonight with audio-only broadcasts due to the TSSAA mandates for postseason games. But, hey, this is the Horizon Sports Network. This is how it all started. And painting the picture is what you do best, Daniel.
Well, I appreciate that. We'll try to. Yeah, we'll have the video going like we do now. It'll be trained on the scoreboard, though, similar to the football championship, the basketball quarterfinal at the Murphy Center. That's the style we'll be doing today.
Yeah, no doubt. Audio only again here on the Horizon Sports Network tonight. But, again, it should be fun. It's going to be a great game. And we got two good matchups to describe this evening as the Lady Dogs take on Clark Ranes and the Dogs clash with Gordonsville Daniel. And these are two really, really important games for Clay County.
Yeah, we'll talk about it throughout. But, you know, I like to say the single most important one, really. It starts it all, opens the door for a lot of big things.
Sure does. But we wouldn't be doing this broadcast without our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. We can't thank them enough for getting on board years and years ago and sticking with us here. And a special shout-out to the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who's been our presenting sponsor all season long, partnering with us to help them spread their word to parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. And, of course, it all started with the Delhalla Horizon newspaper, because the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of what we put out weekly in print. And we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's games. Up next, we'll talk about Clay County's regular season finales from a week ago in our recap segment. So stay with us for more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Carts pregame show coming up next.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, where we are going to go inside the pages of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper with our recap segment. The headline on the front page this week read, CCHS teams finish schedule on a high note. And the story talked about how the Lady Dogs finished with a winning 13-12 record by burying a program record 18 three-pointers to beat Jellicoe 86-54. Halen Garrison led the charge with 20 points, while Ella Eads and Clea Crawford both added 14 in the victory, where a total of 9 Lady Dogs made a 3. Jenna Thompson had 3 of those for 9 points, Baylor Walden 7 points, Lacey Weeks 5, and Allie Smith 5, Brooklyn Scott 4, Emmy Carr 3, and Haley Roberts had 3, along with Clark Kendall with 2. The Dogs then almost matched the girls and knocked down 15 threes of their own in their 77-68 win to Jellicoe, where Nolan Adams had 24, Cole East 23, Lance Burchett 20, and Warner Melton also in double figures with 10.
Eads and Adams also recorded double-doubles as they pulled down 14 and 10 rebounds, respectively, in the road win. Additionally, Adams added 8 assists and just missed posting a triple-double. Daniel, just a great performance in those season finales up there, and I didn't realize it until I looked at Coach Mehta's game report. The boys almost broke a record, too. They may have. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't know it until I heard you say it right then. And they did. You know, we shot real well, so it don't surprise me. We noticed it in the girls' game at the moment, didn't in the girls. But, yeah, great way to wrap up the regular season. Great road trip for us going up there, and just a good day.
Sure was. Hope we have another one here today. Folks, will be right back with much more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show as we get ready for the District 7A semifinals here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here live from Livingston Academy District 7A tournament on the H&H Auto Equipment Parts pregame show. Time for the Ashdod and Strong Girls 7A update. We'll just do it straight from this bracket that got kicked off back on Tuesday night, the quarterfinal play-in game. Red Bull and Springs and Gordonsville met in that one. Lady Tigers advanced to 11-15 on the season when they dispatched Red Bull and Springs 59-35. Tara Pryor and the Lady Red Dogs finished their season with a 5-23 record. No surprise there, Coach Sims, but Gordonsville looking pretty strong, a 24-point win. Now then.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it was a surprise to me, the amount of difference in the two scores. I came over and watched the game. I think both their regular season games had been somewhere around 10 points. I thought it'd be a pretty good game, but Gordonsville jumped on them pretty big early. They were up about 20 at halftime and just kind of coasted to the wind. So they're playing really good right now. The eighth grader, Killed Us, is back. She played quite a bit in the second half. I don't think she played any in the first half, but they're looking pretty good.
Playing right at the right time. Of course, the Lady Tigerettes, not the Lady Tigerettes, just the Tigerettes, they'll be back in action tonight. That kid's going to be a 7 o'clock tip. Gordonsville taking on number one seed Pickett County, 8-0 in the conference, where Brent Smith and his Lady Bobcats, 23-3 record overall, certainly the favorite coming into this tournament. Of course, 18-10 Clark Range, 13-12 Clay County, fixing to play for the third time this year. Coming up, championship game will be Monday night after the semifinals, supposed to tip off at 8 o'clock Monday night for the girls'. Consolation game will take place right before it at 6:30. Coach Sims will always like to look over at District 8. Of course, this is all about setting up the Region 4 tournament. The Lady Indians of Easter Island, the number one seed over there in District 8. And outside of them, Joe Burns, Merrill High Knowledge Academies, best we can tell, we're talking about overall records. Joe Burns, 3-17. Merrill High, 5-16. Knowledge, 1-13, according to Coach T. Easter Island, 20-5, of course. Basically, Easter Island and nobody else, it seems.
Pretty much. You know, those other three teams would probably be in the you know, ballpark at Jellicoe or South Pitt or some of those weaker teams that we've played this year. East Rob and according to Matt, you know, if they get off their home court, they're not as good. Because, you know, we beat them 30 at our place and got beat by one down there. And I don't think they've probably played a real tough schedule to only lose five games. So, yeah, this is a big game for us. You know, well, we just need to win this and stay out of Pickett's bracket in the region. You know, we might upset them, but we might not. But I think as long as we can stay away from them, we got at least a 50-50 chance against whoever we play, be Van Buren or East Robertson or whoever.
Yeah, another one of those years. Of course, you know, that big game tonight, other semifinal girls game between Gordons and Wapiki County. Obviously, it would be an upset if the Tigerettes were to come out on top, but that's not outside the realm of possibility.
Well, it's not, but I don't know. I think Gordonsville's still got a little complex playing them because they got beat about 50 about a week and a half ago against them. I mean, just totally demolished. And, Brian, I was talking to him the other night, and he said, well, Nicholas had 44, you know, so I didn't know that. But evidently they just playing really great that night, and Gordonsville, I guess, was a little intimidated. And but I'm like you. They should be able to play them a whole lot better than that. You know,
should.
We played them pretty close the last time, so and there's not that much difference between us and them, so they should be able to play them halfway decent, you would think.
We'll find out tonight. Folks, that's been the Girls 7A Update brought to you by Shock and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Son today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. And he's got Clay County covered. Time to talk about this one on Tipsy's Final Take. The last word before tip-off brought to us by Ollie's Place. Coach Sims, we know what this one means. You talked about staying away from Pickett County. This one unlocks the door to a lot of stuff. Coach Rogers and the Lady Buffs at full strength here. Last two times we played them this year. Of course, beat them both times. They had played Coalfield the night before. Didn't have Hopkins. The last time we met them, they're at full strength tonight.
I said, yeah, they've had a week and a half to prepare, which that could be good or bad. You know, he can put in a lot of new stuff if he wanted to, but I really think he needs to be playing more than that this time of year. But we'll see. You know, hopefully it'll be at our advantage.
Going to have a short one tonight. They're already ready to play the national anthem here. That has been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. They robbed us of about a minute of pregame time there, so we'll go ahead and go to break.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
Back here live for this District 7A semifinal, and it is time for Gone Country Cafe to serve up your Lady Bulldogs starting lineups. We'll start with the visiting team on the scoreboard, the Clark Range Lady Buffaloes wearing those blue travel jerseys, yellow numerals on them, trimmed, actually I guess white numerals on them, trimmed in yellow. Head coach Lamar Rogers, 48 season overall, 1,347 wins to 328 losses, 18-10 record this year. They are the number three seed. District 7A, and ride a one-game win streak into tonight's contest. Starting for them, junior number 10, Sophia Seddon, senior number 12, Chloe Rogers, junior number 22, Lydia Phillips, senior number 42, Peyton Manis, and the senior number 55, Katie Hopkins. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs head coach Matt Walker, ninth season overall, 190 wins, 91 losses in his career, 13-12 record this season. Number two seed out of District 7A, they're at a five-game win streak into tonight's contest. Starting for Clay County, sophomore number 3, Natalie Smith, sophomore number 11, Helen Garrison, junior number 12, Bunger Walden, senior number 22, Lacey Wicks, and a junior number 24, Ella Eads. Starting lineup has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe, family-owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekday specials till 2 p.m., new extended hours Monday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Time to get this one on, and I'll have to remind myself not to turn the camera. I've already wanted to twice. We've got to leave it on the scoreboard. TWS Subway mandated audio-only District 7A semifinal, and it is underway right here. Clark Crane's going to control this opening tip. They work at the hoop. They're out already. Katie Hopkins, baseline drive, kicks it back outside to Manis, who swings it over to Phillips. Couldn't think of her name for a minute. Phillips, the leading scorer the last time these teams met. For Clark Range, the prior time, it was Katie Hopkins. Hopkins did not dress the last time. The District 7A first team member bound to want a good piece of the Lady Dogs tonight.
Double.
Clark Range, nearly a turnover. They keep it alive here. Sitton gets it back to Phillips. Phillips also being named first team for Clark Range. And the first bucket, good.
And she showed it there why. She pretty good at getting to the hoop, isn't
yeah.
she, Coach?
Yeah, she got that one all the way in there. I got a nice shot.
2-0, Clark Range in front after the Phillips bucket. Garrison with it, left wing, kicks to Eads in the corner. Three ball, Ella Eads, no good. Rebound inside by Phillips. Phillips going to come out of there for Clark Range. Works to our right. Rogers with it. Drives into the paint. Corey Rogers hits the layup from left side.
We can't let them beat us off a dribble on that.
Natalie Smith with it across the timeline. Clay County working right in front of us as we sit atop the visiting bleachers here at Durward Bond Memorial Gymnasium on the campus of Livingston Academy. Lacey Wicks tries to answer, misses the shot from right block. Peyton Manis the rebound. Manis the longest player on the court. She gets it to Phillips. Phillips now with it actually inside to Hopkins. Hopkins shot no good. Rebound by Walden.
Great defense by Lacey Wicks getting a piece of that one.
Going to be a good matchup between the District 7A defensive MVP and Hopkins tonight. Garrison on the inside was double-teamed. Finally gets it away from the Lady Buffs to Eads. Eads three ball, in and out, no good. Hopkins three bounce.
Yeah, we got to get one to go.
Clark Range leading 4-0, 6-minute mark, first quarter. Phillips works inside, posted up against Smith. Sid now going to drive against Garrison. Floater no good, rebound Smith. Smith comes out of there with it, crosses the timeline, a 2-on-1, bounce pass to Eads. Shot faking a drive, Ella has it knocked away. Rebounded, regathered by Garrison. Garrison kicks to Wicks, Wicks to Smith in the corner. Coach Rogers already up early in this one. Wicks, three ball, no good. Hopkins, three rebound, throwing elbows as she does it. Hopkins, just a mean, nasty player, tough player. One of the tougher in the district as far as physicality goes. And boy, what a move there. She scores on the inside with a nice bucket. Coach Walker calls a timeout. It's all Clark Range early in this one. 6-0, Coach Rogers' team's leads. 5:23, mark first quarter.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to the District 7A semifinals being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Lady Buffaloes up 6-0 over the Lady Dogs of Clay County early in this one, Daniel.
Clay County riding a four-game series win streak against Clark Range, needing some points early here. A turnover, Walden loses it. Phillips picks it up, comes the other way, circles the wagons, kicks to Rogers. Rogers shot faking a drive inside, bounce past the Manis. I thought Rogers would have pulled the trigger. Instead, it's Sitton who does on the air ball. Goes out of bounds. Coach Sims, we just need a bucket.
Yeah,
455
just,
mark, down 6-9.
We just need to make a shot. We got two or three good looks at a three. Got it inside once there and missed.
Original five starters on the floor for both coaches. Of course, Rogers, the 48-year veteran. Walker been at it for 9 years. Garrison, three ball good, left side.
They better get us going.
Garrison hits her first triple. First of many, we hope. 4:35, and just like that, 6-3 feels a lot better than 6-9.
Yeah.
Sitting with it right side. Garrison steadily has increased her scoring in each contest. Hopkins shot on the inside, no good. First foul of the game being called.
Another great job by Lacey Wicks inside. The length really affecting what Hopkins can do in the post.
We know that matchup is going to be a good one. And so far, Wicks kind of winning two of the intimate battles on the inside. Garrison now going to run the point. As Smith sets up at right wing. Now back to Natalie. Natalie swings to Baylor. Baylor to Ella. Ella left side to Garrison in the corner. Close to defended by Manis. Has to kick it back out to Eads. Ella with it. Eads the leading scorer. 11.9 points per contest for this squad. Walden inside against Manis. That loses the handle again. Phillips comes up with a takeaway. 8-foot jumper by her is no good. Rebound Walden. She comes back and reclaims it with the rebound. Kicks to Smith. Natalie across the timeline. Kicks to Eads. Three ball right corner. No good. Tipped by Wicks. Goes off to Phillips, though. Phillips one-on-one against Ella Eads. Dumps to Manis. Manis layup good. 8-3 now. Clark Range up by five. 3:35 mark. And I think the fast-paced nature goes in the favor of Clark Range a little bit right there.
I don't know. We usually run it pretty good, but tonight, so far it is.
Going to be Smith. Natalie with it out top, defended by Phillips. Bounce pass to Eads. 9-foot jumper, no good. Too strong on the back of there and rebound Manis.
That was too good to miss all these shots.
The mid-range jumper that worked so well up at Jellicoe, not falling so far tonight. Phillips on the inside, spin, shoots, hits. She won that battle over Wicks that time. Lacey right there in her pocket, though, Thomas.
Yeah, and that's just the greatness of Hopkins, really, to be able to finish through that challenge by Lacey Wicks.
2:45 and ticking. 10-3. Clark Range up by seven. Wicks with it. Drives inside. Bounce past the Garrison. Deep three. No good. Hustling for the rebounds, Garrison, but Rogers gets to it first. Taken away by Wicks. Lacey now going to be fouled. Chloe Rogers called for the personal. So 2:32 mark of the first quarter. Lacey Wicks going to go to the line to shoot two. So Clay County with just one bucket, the Garrison three-pointer. Hopefully Wicks can add more.
Yeah, we need to get some points on the board. We don't need to get down, 12, 14 points. That'd be hard to come back.
Wicks in and out, no good on that first free throw. Into the first quarter, the last time they met at Clark Range, tied at 11. Their prior meeting, it was 8-6, Clark Range led. Wicks misses both of those. 2.5 minutes left in this opening quarter. Rogers aggressively to the hoop. Her layup no good. Manis the long rebound over the top of Garrison. Kicked outside to Sitton. Three ball no good. Garrison with the rebound. She's fouled by Manis from behind. Good job by Garrison getting position. So over the back call on Manis. As we've got Caitlin Cottle checking in for Clark Range. Clark Kendall checking in for Clay County. 2:19 mark of the first. 10-3, Thomas, so a 4-0 run for Clark Range right now.
Yeah, and Clay County just can't get anything to fall from the outside, guys. I think that's where you might want to pound it in a little bit to Wicks or maybe Walden, and Walden not on the floor right now.
Of course, we've had it at the free throw range a couple times and had it swiped away from us with the turnovers. But absolutely, no post presence at this point in time. Kendall with it right side, minute 50 left in this opening quarter. Garrison now left wing. Halen drives. Has it taken away? Hopkins knocked it free. Rogers picks it up. Coy Rogers dishes off to Phillips. Phillips three-pointer. Falls short of the mark. Rebound. Lacey Wicks off a deflection of Kendall. Lacey now got that look in her eye. Drives all the way down. Kicks to Eads. Three-pointer. Good. 10-6. Coach Sims, 2 3-pointers. All we have so far.
Yeah. Maybe we'll start hitting them.
10-6 right now. Clay County trailing by 4. Lady Dogs hit 6 3-pointers at Clark Range in the last meeting. They hit 5 at Joe Sims Gym the first time. Of course, Clay County has swept Clark Range so far this season. And now another foul called against Clark Range. Walker meeting Clark Range for the 26th time in his career here, actually the 27th time. He's 9-17 in prior meetings, 2-1 at neutral sites against Clark Range. Actually, I said that wrong. 2-4 at neutral sites against Clark Range. He's 2-1 in the district semis against them. 6-1 overall in district semis.
Yeah,
the E's three-pointer good. Gets her second trip of the first quarter. Makes it a one-point game, 10-9.
That's more like it.
Completely changes this thing with the last two possessions Lady Dogs had. Make it a one-point game, and hopefully these Lady Dogs will believe in themselves as much as we believe in them here. Good defense. Knocks it out of bounds. Kendall with the deflection. 33.7 seconds left in this first quarter. Chloe Rogers inbound off to our right from the baseline. Works it into Manis. Manis to Phillips. Phillips shot faking the drive. Gives to Hopkins. Hopkins defended by Kendall. Now picked up by Smith. Dumped back to Phillips. 25 seconds left. Smith with the defense on Phillips. 20 seconds and ticking. Hopkins free throw line. Kicks over to Collin in the corner. She drags the foot. No whistles blow. Kicks to, back over to Cottle. Three-pointer good. 13-9. 5 seconds on the clock. Eads with it. Has time. Crosses the timeline. 3 seconds. Kicks the Wicks deep. Three ball at the buzzer. Good. Lacey Wells with a dagger. Makes it a one-point game at the break. What about it, Coach?
That's great. About 27 foot out. Something like that.
A deep one. Lacey Wicks makes it 13-12. Clay County, four first quarter three-pointers. Gives them the 12 points they have.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals and serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to audio-only coverage of the District 7A semifinals being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, where Clark Range leads Clay County here in the girls' game by one, 13-12, headed into the second quarter. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Lacey Wicks buries a three at the buzzer, and that was one of four from distance, one by Halen Garrison for 3 points. Wicks has three, and Ella Ease has six for the Lady Dogs as they bury four threes to stay in this ball game. Leading the way for Clark Range, Katie Hopkins with 4 points. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee for the better part of two decades. Copeland's has become a cornerstone in the community home builders and DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner, every step of the way.
Clay County with the ball opening this second quarter. Yeah. Garrison, three-pointer right side. No good rebound by Walden. Power dribble, picks it up in a trap. Passes out to Smith. She goes over and back. Put her back foot across the timeline in a turnover.
Sure did.
Clark Range, the visiting team tonight. They're the three seed. They lead 13-12. Clay County, the home team on the scoreboard. As the number two seed, Hopkins with it for Clark Range. 6 foot jumper good. Hopkins having a good night here. She did not play when the teams met on February the 4th in Clark Range. Another takeaway, Hopkins with it. First team All-District 7A player has her shot blocked by Lacey Wicks, the defensive MVP, and those two are going to battle tooth and nail all night long.
Yeah, they are. Just a great matchup to watch between two of the best in the league.
Is that two on 42?
I think it is the second on Manis.
Yeah, she's coming out.
Another foul call there. Hopkins had 17 in Salina on January 17th, whenever she played. Still pretty good to hold her to that, honestly. Garrison with it for Clay County. Euro step. Shot blocked out of bounds by Sitton, so Halen will inbound off to our left. 15-12. Clay County trailing by three here. 7:04 mark of the second quarter. Inbound into Wicks. Lacey kicks to Elliott, right wing. Elliott drives in, backs out, still works. Offensive foul called.
Nah, I don't know about that.
Ella picks up her first personal.
Well, they could have went either way for sure.
Phillips going to walk it down the court. 15-12. District semifinal action. Winner trying to go on to Monday night's title game against the winner of Gordon's One Picket. Those teams tip at 7 o'clock in the other girls' semifinal. Cottle, three-pointer left side, no good. Knocked out of bounds by my eyes, by Clark Range, and they say that's what happened. So Clay County here going to be inbounded. Dogs will be up right after this. They play Gordonsville in the first of two boys' semifinals that will happen here tonight. The other boys' final, the nightcap at 8:30 between Pickett County and Clark Range boys. Hopkins, another steal. Clark Range, a double dribble call on Hopkins. Coach, is Clark Range creating this stuff, or are we making some mistakes here? They've had a lot of turnovers.
They're throwing that kind of half-court trap stuff at us now a little, and we really tried to throw it in the wrong place there last time. Lacey's at the right spot. She just got to step up a little higher.
Clark Range, pound for pound, the more experienced team here in terms of upperclassmen.
Good.
Walden with her first points. Nice inside shot by Baylor.
So we have a hard time getting that off with 42 in there, but with her out, you know, Baylor can get her shot off a little better.
Manis, probably the tallest player in the league, perhaps Molly Story, then at Gordonsville, and Naylor at Gordonsville, those three, easily the tallest. And then Hopkins, I believe, right behind them. She's posted up inside against Lacey Wiggs. Lacey doing a great job so far with Hopkins. Phillips with it, knocked out of bounds by Natalie Smith.
That's really the big difference between 20 years ago. I mean, people were big then.
Yeah.
I mean, they had 6'2", 6'3", 6'4". Too many girls over 6 foot anymore, you know, in the district.
And yeah, we've not had a lot of high lately. 30-second timeout taken. We'll stay on our here.
We got the smallest team we've probably ever had.
Yeah.
That I can remember.
Well, going back to last year even, you know, Bella Ashok and Maddie Hayes.
They were big compared to these girls,
right.
You know.
Still not compared to, you know, to a Trinity Weddle or even Stephanie Rich and some others that
I mean, Lamar used to have giants every year. You know, he had really good big girls. I mean, Snow Girls, and I can't remember all their names, but he had one or two every year that was, you know, all state that could really play.
And that's the tough matchups. You can't go tight.
When Libby Copeland and Ashley Owens and them were seniors, I mean, we didn't have any size much at all. And he had, you know, 6'5", 6'4", 6'3". We looked like a bunch of little ants up there beside us. it was awful.
Manis with the bucket on the inbound for Clark Range. Makes it 17-14, 5:25 and ticking. Garrison, three ball left wing.
Yeah.
Her second triple. Eads with two. Now Garrison with two. 17-17. First time since the opening tip, I believe, that this contest has been tied. We've cut it to one a couple times. But 17-17 now, Thomas. Offensive foul call against Clark Range. Hopkins, I think, called for the illegal screen.
I didn't really see it, but I'm glad they called it.
Her first personal. Manis on the bench with two.
Gets us the ball back. Chance to take the lead.
Yeah, Clay County with six field goals in this one so far. Five of them threes, guys.
Who had that other? Wicks. Wicks the other one, right?
Yeah, that deep one.
Natalie Smith, top of the key, works to the right to Garrison. Halen Shaw faking the drive, gets to the free throw line, kicks to Baylor. Baylor tries to join the three-point range, and that's so. We said at Jellicoe the other night, we hit 18 threes. Well, guess what? Six early in this one. 4:35 of this second quarter. Coach Sims shooting well.
That's right. Yeah, we cold there at the start, but we're warming up a little now.
Lady Dogs taking their first lead of the contest. The cheerleading squad made the trip over from Salina trying to give them support. And it's Phillips who scores from right side. Clay County up by one, 20-19. Lady Dogs wearing those white home jerseys tonight, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. Coach Walker trying to get to 7-1 in district semifinal games in his 9 years. Garrison, top of the key, bounces to Smith. Natalie works over to Ella. Ella going to reset. The junior point guard's having an outstanding season. Can really take control of this offense at any point in time, and now we see her isolate here. And kick off to Smith. Now back to Garrison. Halen bounce pass inside to Walden. The post move, shot up good. Baylor Walden shakes and bakes and gets her second bucket of the night. Thomas, you called for some post presence out of the junior, and we're seeing it.
Yeah, no doubt. 7 points in this ballgame already for Walden, all coming here in the second quarter.
3:25 in tick in second quarter, 22-19. Lady Dogs up by three. Foul called on Wicks on the inside. She used one defending against Chloe Rogers there. I wish she'd have saved that for Hopkins.
Yeah.
Because that's the matchup. If we don't have Lacey on the floor, it gets tough to defend Hopkins. You've got folks like Claire Kendall and Jenna Thompson who are kind of built in that same way and are good defenders, but Lacey definitely the lead in that category.
Yeah, she jumps. Got pretty long arms. She's just pretty experienced, you know, pretty good defender.
Lacey does come out. I suppose maybe her second personal. Free throw is good. Thomas, I didn't pay attention. Rogers hit one of two.
Yeah, that's right. The first one.
Makes it 22-20. Lady Dogs up by two. Ella Eads on the inside drive. Has it knocked away by Phillips. Regathered by Smith. Natalie dumps back to Ella. Ella pulls the trigger on a three left corner. No good. Smith nearly had the rebound. At the last moment, it was knocked away by Manis. Picked up by Rogers. Rogers now.
Pull it.
Takes it down. Misses her shot. Rebound Garrison. Garrison fouled from behind by Phillips. No whistles, though. She kicks to Eads. Eads baseline drive. Turned away by Manis. Clark Range playing well defensively, and they create a mistake by Eads. You don't see Ella travel much, but she did.
It wasn't her fault.
No.
These girls on the weak side left her hanging out to dry. They
didn't have nowhere to go.
Didn't have anywhere up top.
On the floor for Clay County, Lacey Wicks checks back in. Bunker Walden goes out. Joining Wicks, we've got Helen Garrison, Ella Eads, Claire Kendall, and Natalie Smith. Rogers inside to Hopkins. Hopkins working against Kendall. So we've got Claire, since Lacey's got two fouls, got Claire defending on Hopkins right now. She can do it. She can do it.
Yeah, and Lacey Wicks collapsing down anytime she touches it in the paint for the double team on her.
Manis with it outside. Kicks over to Hopkins. Hopkins isolates and drives against Kendall. Shoots the free throw range jumper. No good. Lacey Wicks, ooh, nearly gathered in the rebound. Goes out of bounds.
Yeah.
Just got in a tough position.
Off her fingertip.
I've got to remember that since audio only today, I can kind of, you know, if I call something wrong, it's okay. The video is sitting hits a three-pointer here on the inbound. You know, used to, I might skip a pass or two, and it's, with video, it airs all the secrets there. So if you say something wrong, so anyway. Clay County now losing that lead, and Banner Walden tries to reclaim it. 23-22, Lady Buffs back in front.
Call a foul?
Yeah.
That's good.
Hopkins being called for her second personal. Coach Rogers not pleased with his senior leader because he can't afford her to get in foul trouble no more than we can have Wicks on the bench. 23-22 is Lady Dogs inbound. Wicks with it, kicks to Garrison in the corner. Garrison defended by Hopkins, kicked out to Wicks. Now to Smith. Smith three ball, no good.
Good.
Got her on rebound. No, it was tipped away by Phillips. Phillips with it. Her layup, good. No good. Lacey Wicks the rebound. Minute 30 left in this second quarter. Clark Range in front by one, 23-22. Wicks going to coast play.
Huh.
Lacey Wicks just really, really doing an outstanding job late in her senior year here, playing her best ball ever at the best time. Hopkins.
No.
Foul by Wicks. Ooh. I didn't like the call, Thomas.
That wasn't no foul. She got all ball.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
That's her
Is
third.
It her third?
Yep.
That ain't good.
No, just second. So, when Walker pulled her earlier, we thought she had two. He's just protecting her. He knows how important it is to keep Wicks active in this one.
I think I'd set her till halftime anyway.
Minute 10 left, yeah. Clay in front by one.
Missed them both.
Hopkins misses the pass, Thomas said. Lady Dogs, minute 5 left in the first half. They lead by 1 point, 24-23, trying to go to 3 wins this season against legendary Coach Lamar Rogers and his Lady Buffaloes. Kendall with it. Kicks to Eads. Ella, three-pointer left wing. Yes! Knocks it down. Eads shooting lights out here in the first half. Her fourth three-pointer, I think. Only the third. 40 seconds left. Clay County leading by four. Deep second quarter here at Livingston Academy. Hopkins kicks out to Rogers. Rogers, three ball, no good. Rebound Natalie Smith. Smith with her foot on the gas. Comes all the way into the front court. Comes down and shoots the floater. Misses it. and goes out of bounds.
Yeah, we got it back.
So a good job by Smith keeping the possession. Yeah, hustled for the rebound, knocked it off Lady Buffalo.
We need to get it in and take the last. Probably should have done that. Get it, Bradley.
The inbound to Smith in the backcourt. Well defended by Phillips. Phillips knocks it loose. Passes ahead to Garrison. Garrison across the timeline, back in the Clay County front court. 12 seconds on the clock. Eads, 10-foot jumper, no good. Rebound Rogers. Rogers, alley pass ahead, knocked loose. Rebounded and regathered by Eads. 2 seconds. Walden, three by left corner. Yes! Tyler Walden,
big shot.
Knocks down a three to finish the second quarter. Lacey Wicks hit it to end one. Walden drains one to finish the second quarter and give Clay County a healthy 7-point lead. Biggest of the night heading into the break.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes. Your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the District 7A semifinals here at Livingston Academy for this audio-only broadcast being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, where the Clay County Lady Bulldogs lead the Clark Range Lady Buffaloes by 7, 30-23 here at halftime. And it's time for your first half breakdown brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County fell behind by as many as 7 early in the first quarter, and then they cut into it with 4 made threes in the opening frame to make it a 1-point ball game at the end of it, 13-12 in favor of Clark Range. Then they outscored
the Lady Buffaloes 18-10 in the second quarter to go up by 7 here at halftime. They closed out the first half on an 8-0 run as Baylor Walden made a 3 at the buzzer to give up this 7-point lead. She also scored 10 in the first half, all coming in that second quarter surge of Clay County's to lead the way for the Lady Dawgs. Ella Eads right behind her, 3 threes for 9 points. Lacey Wicks has 5, and Halen Garrison a pair of threes for 6 points for the Lady Bulldogs. For the Lady Buffaloes of Clark Range, Katie Hopkins leading the way with 6 points here at halftime. Chloe Rogers has 3, Lydia Phillips 4, Sophia Sitton 3, Peyton Mass 4, and Caitlin Cottle has 3. Clay County got hot in the second quarter to take a 7-point lead. They're up 30-23 here at the halftime break at Livingston Academy. This first half breakdown was brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try their new premier checking account. Find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconBankAndTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Back here live on the Papa Grove Body Shop halftime show, 2.5 minutes left here. Before the second half starts, just a reminder, TSSAA mandated audio-only broadcast. We apologize for those of you who've grown accustomed to watching, but we want you to stay with us anyway. And hear us describe the action. Clay County up by 7 at the break, 30-23. Going to do the local sports show now, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Last report here of middle school basketball. That's officially wrapped up. This past Sunday, when Hermitage Springs sixth grader Paige Groves played in the Upper Cumberland All-Star fifth sixth grade game, she is on the winning side of her contest, 32-26, the final in that one. Also, that day, Hermitage Springs seventh graders Calista Smith and Lily White found themselves going against Salina K-8 eighth grader Tyler Adams in the junior high All-Star game. It was Tyler's squad who won that contest 50-46. You know, that had to have been a great event over at Coolville High School. They had 4 different games, boys and girls, 5th, 6th, junior high. All 4 of the scores close. They had 3-point contests and with winners named MVPs to the games. The first annual, I'm sure something they're going to try to keep going each year. So congratulations to all 4 of those athletes from the county who got to participate in that. Tennessee Tech basketball redshirt sophomore Grant Strong and his Golden Eagle squad are 14-14 overall and 9-8 in the OVC. They do round a one-game win streak after coming out victorious over UT Martin yesterday in overtime, 71-66. Tech now hosts Tennessee State tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Raptors 9-0-5 and Tyreek Key. He and his squad are on a one-game losing streak and tied for second in the G League Eastern Conference standings with a 12-7 record. And the 9-0-5 have just enjoyed a week off, and that ends today when they tip against the Westchester Knicks at 6 o'clock. Spring sports coming up soon at Clay County High School and in the junior high level. First week of March is when that stuff will get going. Also, the Clay County Anglers will be back at it pretty soon. I think they also start up around the first week of March as the weather begins to improve. This week's Hogan Sports Showdown has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. They're the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. A slow start to this game. It was 6-0 before we got a bucket. So to take that and to now say that we're leading by 7, 30-23 at the break, Thomas, a pretty good feeling.
Yeah, no doubt. Clay County finally got some shots to go. You're looking at a total of eight three-pointers already for the Lady Dogs here in the first half, and that's what made the difference. They saw some fall, Daniel, and they kind of went from there.
Started to believe.
Okay,
the teams switch into the court here. Clark Range works at the hoop to our left during this second half of play. Clay County works at the hoop to our right. Katie Hopkins opens up with a bucket.
That didn't work too good.
30-25. Coach Rogers is back on Walden, fires a three, tries to replicate what she did at the end of the second quarter, misses that one, minus three rebound. Coach Sims, I know he's, 48 years in, maybe. He slowed down a little from what he was, but how good an adjuster as far as in-game adjustments, halftime adjustment is Coach Rogers?
He's one of the best I ever went up against. Halftime, pregame, preparing.
Might just call a timeout and during a full timeout make some pretty strong adjustments in game even. And, that's, you don't do it as long as he's done it and not be good at that part, I suppose.
He's the best I ever went up against as far as preparing the team, coming out and doing stuff that you hadn't seen all year.
Right.
He's done that to me several times. And, you're just caught. You look at the ceiling because you ain't prepared for it because you've never seen it before.
Right. Well, it makes it tough. And, of course, back in some of the days when you were battling points being scored here, Lacey Wicks had a bucket. Now Phillip Sanchez with a three-pointer makes it 32-28. Just one more comment on that. Back when you guys were battling in the primes of the 90s there, not a ton of film going around. They get film on every game from anywhere now.
It was hard then. I've spent days going here and there to get film for substates and states. And
right.
You don't have to do that anymore. It's so much easier.
And you would have yours, and it was pretty well protected. You only probably traded if they had something to give you kind of thing.
I remember one year, substate, I couldn't get film. He had a film from the other substate, and I went up there and watched it. So to have a little idea, I forgot who was going to play, Harpeth, I believe. We ended up losing, but at least I got to see a little of them. And one year I never got a film. Never did get one.
Things have changed.
I think it's the same team. We played them 2 years in a row. And I sent Dwayne Murray down there to film from the stands, and they come up there and shut him down, so I didn't have anything.
And Eads hits two free throws there. Makes it 34-28. Lady Dogs up by six. 6:25 and ticking here. Third quarter, both teams, Thomas, coming up with points early in this quarter.
Yeah, just a one-point difference from the halftime score. 4 minutes in here, Daniel, or 2 minutes in.
Clark Range with it. Phillips out top. Clay County running some man defense here. Garrison Chasen sitting across the floor, sitting down with it. Gives back to Manis. Manis defended by Walden. Now Phillips out top. Very methodical approach here for Clark Range. Hopkins posted up inside against Wicks. They feed her. She kicks back out to Rogers. Now a turnover. Lacey deflects it into the hands of Ella. Ella never able to.
Could have been a turnover.
Yeah.
She never could catch it.
Clark Range going to maintain possession. 5:49 mark of this third quarter. Winner goes on to Monday night's title game at 8 o'clock. Loser will play in the consolation game at 6:30.
Another nice play by Lacey Wicks in the post defensively against Katie Hopkins. Two hands straight up. Did it without fouling. Causes a miss.
Wicks, only with two personals, has done an outstanding job of playing clean. Eads on the inside drive, spins, shoots. And the third personal, no, they didn't call it on Hopkins.
Got on Rogers.
Timeout taken by Coach Rogers, 30-second variety. I can't help but suggest we stay on air and talk about our presenting sponsor.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Daniel. The Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, they are our presenting sponsor, and they encourage parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana, and they offer this message to help them do so. They say parents should be clear on their stance and show they disapprove of marijuana use. Let your children know you care and you're there to talk whenever needed. Build your child's skills and strategies for avoiding marijuana use and be a good source of information for your child. Parents can go online to get that information at samhsa.gov/marijuana. Of course, the project is funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. We appreciate the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition for getting on board here at the Horizon Sports Network and letting us help spread their messages, Daniel.
Absolutely. Ella Eads in line to shoot two. Lady Dogs up by six. First one's away, no good. A rare miss. Ella Eads, 75% free throw shooter on the season. Gonna eye another one here. Hits it. Lady Dogs lead by seven. Of course, Lacey Wicks and Ella Eads, both on the All-District 7A first team, along with Lydia Phillips and Katie Hopkins, the other two there, Zoe Nicholas from Pickett County, and, of course, the league MVP, Emmy Lowe from Pickett County. And if you haven't seen it, folks, Phillips fires a three, misses it. If you haven't seen the Del Hall Horizon this week, you need to get one. District 7A Digest, and Thomas puts together Garrett, a three ball left side from the Wildcat logo. I don't know what you call those little logos. Like at home, it's got Joe Sims Gym on the floor right there.
It's just Wildcat logo. It's about 27 feet, something like that.
Pretty deep one. And Garrison, her third three, her and Eads both with three of them, Thomas.
Yeah, and it gives Clay County a double-digit lead, Daniel. 38-28 midway through the third.
Get it.
A takeaway. Eads comes up with it, presses out another takeaway, though. Eads' pass taken away by Phillips. Phillips comes back with it all the way to the hoop. Her layup, no good. Rebound by nobody. It's picked finally up by Phillips. Phillips with it. Baseline drive, 12-foot jumper, no good. Rebound Garrison. She's knocked out of bounds by Sitton. Will they call the foul? Ooh, they didn't. I guess maybe it wasn't a foul. That's definitely some contact.
Well, it was Garrison.
Like she was out of bounds when she caught the ball.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And Garrison had a foot on the line.
Never mind. They did.
Well.
Clark Range was out of bounds.
Yeah. Yeah, she threw it back in the Clark Range girl, but she had a foot on the line, so they could call it out on her.
So Clay County ball here. Thomas, you just said it. 10 points the lead, 38-28.
Let's see what we do with this. Trout.
Smith with it. Gets the Eads. Ever one step from the timeline. Now passes ahead to Claire. Claire to Natalie. Natalie to Baylor. Back to Natalie at right wing. On the floor. Ella Eads. Natalie Smith. Helen Garrison. Claire Kendall. Baylor Walden. Smith with it. Right wing. Drives inside. 8-foot push shot. Good. Nice little bucket. 40-28, 12 points, biggest lead of the night. Clay County trying to beat the Lady Buffs for the third time this year. They beat them 46-42. Then the other contest, a 37-29 win for Clay County. Hopkins answers with a bucket.
Yeah, you can just see the difference there. You know, nothing against Kendall, but the length of Wicks really affects Hopkins.
Yeah.
That time she was able to shoot over the top, and she finishes.
If she gets it that low, she's going to score on Lacey, too, probably.
Walden, left block, knocked away by Cottle. Cottle comes up with a steal. With a double team, had Hopkins behind Cottle on the front. Now they pass ahead to Manis. Manis on the baseline, gives back to Phillips. Phillips, 8-foot jumper, good. Clark Range digging back into this thing. 3-minute mark up this third quarter. 40-32, Clay County leading by eight. Smith in a trap in the backcourt. Dribbles out of it, presses ahead to Eads. Eads to Garrison. Garrison, three ball left side, no good. Walden, no Kendall move. Now put back there. Claire Kendall, her first bucket. It's a big one.
What do you call?
And a whistle. What we got, Coach?
I don't know.
Delay a game, maybe? I don't know.
I think so. Clay County maybe tapped the ball after it went through the hoop there.
Yeah, I think he was saying something to Baylor. I don't.
So Kendall with the bucket. Kendall averaging 2.4 points a game this season. He's played really big since the Christmas break.
They've got two easy shots these last two trips. We need to make it a little harder on them.
Phillips out top for Clark Range. 2:35 left in the third. Gives to Hopkins. Hopkins wants to isolate and drive. Uses a man as screen. Works left. Dishes off to Cottle. Clay Kenny just playing great defense here. Clark Range has struggled all night to come up with good shots. They've had to work for every one of them. Credit the Lady Dogs with the effort throughout this contest on this end of the court. Wicks, a takeaway. District 7, defensive MVP, tries to score. Yeah. She's fouled on Manis. Lacey Wicks, putting this team on her back here. Digging for my season totals.
Yeah, this is a typical Lacey Wicks play right there. Stepped in the passing lane, took it the other way, Daniel.
Wicks at the line, shooting, misses that first free throw. Of course, Lacey, a 36% free throw shooter on the season.
Been shooting really good lately, but she's missed about three tonight, hasn't she?
Yeah, I think so. I know missed a pair earlier.
She can get this.
Wicks averaging.
Nope.
6.7 points per contest this year. And usually good for at least 1 3 game. She's already hit one in this one. Missed both of those. Stays a 10-point game. Clark Range comes down, sitting the bucket on the inside. One of her first times that she has scored in this one. Clay County, Smith and Eade, passing it back and forth, and it's taken away by Clark Range. Jump ball call, possession arrow favoring Clay County.
Yeah, we got to beat that. We've been handling the trout pretty good, but we didn't that time.
42-34. Lady Dogs up by 8. Have led for quite some time now. It was tied 17-17. We took a lead and never have looked back.
Yeah, we claimed our first lead with about 2 minutes to play in the first half, Daniel, and then closed out the half on an 8-0 run. Got it to 7 at the break. Led by as many as 12 midway through this quarter. Clark Range got it back to 8.
Ella eats the inbound. Ball was knocked out of bounds by Lady Buff. Ella doing it from right underneath the Clay County goal. Gets it to Wicks. Wicks back to Ella. Ella left wing gives to Garrison. Garrison baseline drive. 10-foot jumper. No good. Rebound Wicks. Lacey with it. Power dribble. Shot up. Knocked out of bounds by Hopkins. Minute 22 left in this third quarter, Coach. Got to be pleased with this 8-point lead at the moment.
Yeah. Wish we'd been a little more fluid on offense down here. We're kind of struggling, seems to me like.
Garrison finally works it in, nearly a 5 count there. Gets the Wicks, now back to Garrison. Garrison defended by Manis, a tough matchup for the sophomore. The length of Manis forces a timeout to be called by Coach Walker. We'll take it with him. Minute 16 left in the third. Clay County up by 8.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Livingston Academy for the girls' district 7A semifinals, where Clay County leads Clark Range 42-34, about a minute to go here in the third quarter. Of course, this broadcast being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. We appreciate them and all of our sponsors, Daniel.
No doubt we do. Clay County trying to hang on here. Smith in a trap on the inbound. Passes out to Wicks. Wicks across the timeline. Lacey presses the Garrison. Wide open three right side. Did it now? No good. Hopkins on a lot of body contact. Inadvertent, though. No whistles. Whoa. Phillips now comes across. Officials have done a good job tonight. The hard stuff has been fouls. The little stuff has been let go. Exactly what you like to see in a tournament atmosphere. Hopkins comes down. Not what you want to see if you're a Clay County fan. 6-foot spin-around jumper is good. Katie Hopkins cuts it back to a 6-point game. Claire Kendall in the left corner. Gets it out to Natalie Smith. Left wing extended. Now Garrison. Garrison working against Phillips. Bounce pass into Wicks. Hopkins comes up with a steal. Katie Hopkins working against Garrison at left block. Pulls up. 12-foot jumper. No good. Lacey came in late. Did a nice job there. Phillips is fouled. Lydia Phillips had pulled down the Hopkins missed rebound. and she goes to the line to shoot two. Not sure which lady dog. It's Natalie Smith called for the foul. 20.4 seconds left in this third quarter. Clay County continuing to lead 42-36. Clark Range 18-10 on the season. Clay County 13-12 on the year. In almost every broadcast, I like to highlight that the 12 losses that Clay County's got are just not bad losses. We absolutely, certainly have. We won't break it all down now, but all of them tough. 15 seconds left in this quarter. Each with it, right side, maintains that deficit here. Do the Lady Buffaloes as Garrison drains a big three from right side as the buzzer sounds, her fourth three-pointer. At the end of each quarter, Clay County has managed to hit a desperation buzzer beater. Lacey Wicks then to one, Baylor Walden then to two, Halen Garrison then to three. Folks, Clay County leading here by nine, 45-36.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the District 7A semifinals. We are presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, where Clay County leads Clark Range here in the girls' game by nine. It's 45-36 in favor of the Lady Dogs. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. For Clay County, three into double figures, Ella Ease and Halen Garrison, both with 12 points here tonight. Garrison knocking down 4 3-pointers. Clark Kendall has 2. Butler Walden also into double figures with 10 points. And Lacey Wicks has 7. Leading the way for Clark Range. No surprise here. Katie Hopkins with 12. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Serving you since 1962, Salina Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over 6 decades and remains committed to their longstanding tradition of supporting the community. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store. Looks like Hopkins is back to work.
Going back to the line, Clark Range has not shot well from the free throw line tonight. That's been a big difference in this contest. Natalie Smith called for the personal. Hopkins hits this first free throw. Me and Coach Sims was talking, had a stretch during that late third quarter run, turned the ball over a little more than we would have liked to, and tough against Clark Range because of all the pressures they throw at you.
Yeah, these half-court crowds, so they're out of it now. So
Hopkins hits both of those, makes it a 7-point game, 45-38. Clay County with the basketball, Eads now in that trap, and they call a travel. So what's the answer for that? You're caught in a trap.
Don't get caught in a trap.
Don't get there.
Good answer, Coach.
Got you.
It's a tough place to be. Of course,
she tried to step through. You can do that sometimes.
Tried to split. She just didn't have the dribble to go with it. Had already picked up the dribble, so was not able to dribble through. Phillips with it. Top of the key for Clark Range. 7:20 left in the first of two girls district semifinals being played here tonight. The other one coming up later between Pickett County and Gordonsville. Knocked away from Smith. Clark Range back with the ball here. Phillips, deep two-pointer, outside's good. Long two-pointer makes it a 5-point game, 45-40. Garrison with the ball, crosses the timeline, gives to Eads. Clay County up by 5 here. Here's the trap coming, passed out of it before it developed. Garrison left side, bounce pass over to Smith, another takeaway, a foul, third personal by Smith. We're going to see Phillips go on the line to shoot two, and again, the trap created the turnover. Garrison tried to bounce pass out of it.
We don't start handling, we're going to get beat. We can't run down there and torch them every time and give them a layup.
Yeah, and it's what we've seen kind of all season long from Clay County. Saw them get a handle on it in one of their last contests. They do a pretty good job, Coach.
Yeah, we handle it really good at times, and at times we just don't.
Phillips in the line here. Missed the Hit them both, Thomas says. Should make it a three-point game. Inbound pass nearly taken away by Hopkins. They've got it at four on the scoreboard.
Okay, well, maybe just one.
45-41 the score. Clay County up by four. But Clark Range has consistently chipped away at the lead over the last couple of possessions. Weeks the inbound, set the scores table. Hands it into Ella. Ella across the timeline. Drives all the way into the paint. 6 feet from the goal. Kicks out to Smith. Her first three of the day. Oh. In there! Natalie Man. Smith. I don't know that Natalie had shot a three all day.
I don't
she
know,
pulled the trigger and drained
it. Big one there.
Puts Clay County back up a 7, 3-possession game. Manis with it in the corner. Gives to Rogers. Rogers defended by Eade. Steps back. Gives back to Phillips. Phillips left side. She shoots one. Blocked shot by Smith. Picked up by Wicks. Lacey presses ahead to Natalie. Natalie left side into the paint. Kicks out to Baylor. Baylor swings to Lacey. Lacey to Ella. Ella to Halen. Halen fires the three. No good. Rebound Wicks and Walden. Simultaneous possession. And a travel going to be called. Man, we've seen it this year before. This time it was Clay County.
I didn't know who they was tied up with.
They did not.
They wouldn't turn loose us.
Full timeout taken on the court. Coach Rogers wants to talk to his team here. 6:03 left. District 7A semifinal. Clay County up by 7.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the District 7A Girls Semifinals, where Clay County leads Clark Range 48-41. This audio-only broadcast being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Audio-only because the TWSWA mandates such for us in this contest and throughout the entirety of this District 7A tournament. Hopkins jumper from 10 feet, no good. Phillips the rebound. Works it out to Manis. And worked it a little too strong. Ball goes out of bounds. Clay County takes back over. 5:46 mark here. Clay County with a 7-point lead. Shouldn't be nervy here. Should be in full control. You've got the upper hand. But this, when Clark Range is on the attack, that's when they're at the best.
Yeah, it is. And Clay County just, you know, got to be calm here. As Coach always says, you know, you can pass through this, put somebody at the high post, and that's what we've seen, Lacey Wicks at the top of it.
Inbound takes Eads deep into the backcourt. Ella quickly back across the timeline, presses ahead to Garrison. She's in a trap. Madison Hopkins, all the length in the world there, and the sophomore throws it out of bounds.
And that's the last place you want it, in the corner.
You don't want to throw it in the corner down there. Like I said, they're going to trap it every time.
Well, I'm sitting somewhere around 6'3", and if Hopkins and Manis were to get me in a trap, I probably couldn't pass out of that. Both of them right at the 6-foot mark themselves. Manis kicks over to Rogers. Shot up. No good. Rebound Walden. Baylor with it. Wrestles it free. Comes back across the timeline. 5 minutes left in this one. Baylor with it. Just, Coach, once, of course, they call a foul on Clark Range. That's
good.
Part of the answer. But, you know, Thomas, at times this year you called for Ella Eads to come get it. You know, to most experienced ball handler. I don't know if that's what we need to see, some kind of adjustment. But if Clark Range keeps this up, they're giving us fits.
Yeah, they got – I mean, where's the ball at? It's over in that corner, you know.
Right.
They keep it out of those corners. That's the main – the first problem, you know. And you got to get rid of it before that trap gets there. We got to have people in the right position – you know, where they can make a pass, whether it be a skip from wing to wing or you go high and skip it back out. That girl in the corner, if they throw it down there, She better get rid of it quick because they're going to come after her.
Right.
The way I always done it, if the ball went high, I would break the girls in the corner to the basket. I always had a post player down there. Well, she's got a three-point shooter, but still, she can hit a layup.
Right.
You know, she'll break to the block down there and keep it out that corner because, you know, like I said, if she gets it, she better get rid of it quick because they're going to trap her.
Well, you're sitting there with two defenders, those being the baseline and the sideline,
yeah,
just right behind you, and then you get the two defenders in front.
It's the same way here at center line. I always called it those coffin corners. You take it in there, you're about dead, you know.
Coming out of this timeout, it's going to be Baker Walden, Halen Garrison, Natalie Smith, Ella Eads, and Lacey Wicks for Coach Walker. You're going to be sitting Phillips, Rogers, Manus, and Hopkins. For Coach Rogers, original 10 starters on the floor. 4:55 left in this contest. Clay County's led for a long time now. Offensive foul call. Natalie Smith shoving off, trying to create space, and you just can't do it.
Yeah, credit to Lady Buffaloes. It's a great defensive game plan down the stretch here. It's still a 7-point ball game in favor of Clay County. Lady Dogs just got to hold on for those last 5 minutes, Daniel.
Manus out top to Phillips left wing inside to Hopkins. Hopkins against Wicks. Shot up, no good. Lacey misses the rebound. She's knocked to the floor by Rogers.
Oh, good.
Going to call the foul on Chloe Rogers.
That's 2 points.
Yes, it did.
They would have got two.
Hopkins was in position to clean up the rebound and get the bucket. Walden inbound off to our left, working against full court pressure.
Let's go.
Natalie with it.
Yep.
Passes straight to Hopkins. Hopkins wide open layup. Coach Walker now calling a timeout. We'll take it with a 4:29 left in this one. And Clay County has to figure out a way to endure this Lady Buffalo pressure.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the District 7A Girls Semifinals being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Lady Dogs lead the Lady Buffs by 5. A little over 4 minutes left, Daniel.
48-43. Natalie Smith with it. Defended by Phillips. Phillips knocks it away from her. And then Phillips goes out of bounds. So Clay County maintains possession. Wicks to inbound. To the left of the timeline beside the scores table. Works it in cross court to Garrison. Halen in the front court. In a trap. Dishes off to Smith. Smith to Wicks. Wicks to Eads. Eads with a three left side. Yeah! Ella Eads, first bucket. It feels like we've had in a while at a technical foul. A technical foul. Coach, you're muted still. A technical foul being called against Clay County.
He's saying
she held her hand up when that 3-point signal, and this is an officiating crew who does not allow that. Now, the bucket's good.
Yeah, but I mean, that's something, again, take the emotion out of the game, especially
yeah,
when
I
it does.
I mean, I don't like hot dogging and stuff, but I didn't see anything there.
No.
Well, here's the difference. When something is intended towards an opponent, that's when it becomes a problem. Ella wasn't doing anything towards an opponent. She was just celebrating making a shot. I think that's where the difference should be, and the official today obviously is all different.
Yeah.
And if you put the hand in Lydia Phillips' face and wave it at her, that's another thing.
I agree.
But that didn't happen.
Chloe Rogers makes them both, Daniel. Back to a 6-point game.
Woo! Hopkins on the inside. Layup no good. Lacey Wicks wins another battle on the inside. Walden the rebound.
benefits to Lacey. Lacey pushes across the timeline to Garrison. Pass too high for Garrison. Just outside of her reach, and he goes out of bounds.
Well, we had the right idea anyway, but pass a little high.
3:56 left in this one. Clay County maintaining a six-point lead. And the ball has went under the bleachers off to our right. A young fan has had to crawl under there to get it. I don't know how it got under there. If you're familiar with Dover Vaughn Memorial Gymnasium, it is the traditional student section off to our right is where it ended up under the bleachers somehow. Now it's back on the court. Phillips with it. Crosses the timeline. Lady Buffalo's trailing by six. Rogers in the corner. Shot faking the drive. Gets to the block. Shot up. No good. Rebound Garrison. Halen bounces it to Lacey. Lacey in a trap. Throws it out to Walden. Walden to Halen. Halen it right side. Drives into the paint to the hoop. And she's fouled. So Clay County going to inbound from the baseline off to our right.
Three on them.
3:35 left in this one. No player with more than three personals for either squad that I'm aware of. Ella inbounds to Lacey. Lacey hands back to Ella. Ella right side kicks to Halen. Three-pointer. No good.
Get it.
Rebound. Nobody. It goes out of bounds off of Lady Buffs. So, Coach Sim, we've kind of weathered that storm we were in. Ella Eads' three-pointer broke that and kind of got us back in a calmer place here.
Here they come again.
And now just need to handle it wisely. So far, so good this possession. Garrison right side. She drives inside, dishes to Walden. Walden good from left block on the bucket.
Get it, Natalie.
And a takeaway. Natalie Smith, a takeaway on the inbound. She gets to Garrison. Garrison hammered by a couple of Lady Buffaloes, and Halen goes to the free throw line.
He made a big play there.
I missed the steal. Natalie Smith must have just took it right away.
Well, they threw it in. She just kind of hung around down there and got it. Sydney was the best one Roach I ever had to do that. She just hang around sometimes. And I remember one night she scored 5 points in like 2 seconds. She had a three, got a steal, and hit another shot.
Just almost hiding in plain sight right there.
Yeah, when everybody else runs down the floor, she just kind of hangs around, jumps in front of whoever they're trying to throw it to. Get in there, Bader.
Garrison misses both of the free throws. Bader Walters, the rebound putback's no good. Now Lacey Wicks and a couple of Lady Buffs have simultaneous possession, and the possession arrow favors Clay County. So another chance with the possession arrow there. 2:59 left. Clay up by 8, 53-45. Garrison works it into Wicks. Wicks back to Garrison. Garrison left corner defended by Manis. Drives past her. Bounces to Walden. Taken away by Hopkins.
He doubles.
Double goal. Yes, travel called on Hopkins.
I called it too. Called a walk, but it's actually a double dribble.
So Clay County taking back over here. And Thomas, despite all of the worrying on our part about the pressure from Clark Range, Clay County continues to lead here.
Yeah, under 3 minutes. It hadn't gotten below a 5-point ball game. Of late, Daniel.
Single pressure now by the Lady Buffs. Now here comes the trap and another offensive foul called on Natalie Smith.
I didn't see it, but
I saw it. It was a little less than the last time, but Smith taking her offhand and pushing the Lady Buffalo to create the separation. Second time in this quarter. Actually, the other was in the third. So Smith comes to the table. She has four now. Four fouls. 2:35 left in this one. Manis with it out top. Clark Range finally back in possession. We've played down here for the last few minutes. Clark Kendall now with the tough task of defending Hopkins, and Clark's called for the reach-around foul.
They're shooting two.
In the bonus, shooting two. Both teams in the bonus.
Hopkins 2-for-4 tonight at the free throw line, guys.
2-of-4. Hopefully it'll be 2-of-6 after this series. And she hits the first. 7-point game. 53-46. Clay in front. Lady Dogs the number 2 seed in this contest. Clark Range the 3 seed. Hopkins hits them both. Makes the 6-point game. On the inbound. Smith on the inbound couldn't handle the pass. It was taken away by Phillips. Clark Range back in possession. Rogers inside to Hopkins. Hopkins 6-foot jumper. No good. Rebound Wicks. Weeks to Garrison. Garrison out to Smith. Natalie now into a triple team trap. Gets out to Garrison. Garrison to Weeks. I don't know how we kept possession, but we did, and I'm glad to say it.
Because we stepped on the center line.
Eads now gets to Weeks. Weeks to Garrison. Garrison, three-pointer left side. In there! Banked it in! Her fifth of the night, I believe. Megan Hamilton leads the way in a single game against Clark Range with made three-pointers with six. Her sophomore year in 2001, Garrison, a sophomore, has five by my count in this one.
You're all over, Daniel. She's got 15 points.
I don't know how we didn't turn the ball over that time before we got her the ball.
Well, I think if we went back and watched film, it could be we should have.
Yeah.
Like you said, we stepped.
Over at center line.
We got Hopkins at the line. She just hit two from there. I don't know who committed the foul. She hits another.
Ella.
Eads with a foul. That's only like two on her, maybe. So 56-48, most of you who were watching probably can see that. Unfortunately, folks, having to leave it on the scoreboard since this ball game is being carried on NFHS Network through a cooperation with an up-and-coming reporter. And they were permitted to have a simulcast.
Yeah,
and that's great for them, friends of ours over there at UCR. And But they're providing that feed for NFHS Network, and TWSWA says Horizon Sports Network, since we have an NFHS feed, you cannot have a video feed. Which, it's a strange rule to me, because we would pay $200 to do it if they would allow us. They just won't even allow us to pay them to carry it. But that's the rules, and that's why, just to explain to you, why we don't have our traditional setup going on today. Smith in line hits first.
Yeah, she did, and she won them too, Daniel. Yeah, but you're right. You know, this has been going on for quite a long time, ever since streaming started. TWSAA has an exclusive contract with NFHS, and that's just the rules, and we're going to follow.
Absolutely. The times we have been able to carry is when they did not have coverage on NFHS. All right, here we go. Back to action. Minute 20 and ticking here. 57-51. Lady Dogs up by six, looking to win this District 7A semifinal. Garrison inside pass intended for Walden. Knocked out of bounds for Hopkins.
That'd have been two. She could have got it there.
Yeah, had the right idea.
Yep.
I don't know who had the Clark Range bucket, Thomas. I'm guessing Phillips or Hopkins,
Phillips.
Of course. Phillips did.
No, not Phillips.
Hopkins. Hopkins had the bucket. Wiggs on the inbound. Minute 13 left. Coach, do you make them come foul you? Of course, you got to worry about the turnover.
Yeah.
Wiggs with it. Top of the key. She drives. Kicks to Walden. Baylor going to fire a three. No good. Rebound Hopkins. Hopkins crosses the timeline. Works to our left. Kicks it outside to Phillips. Phillips swings to Sitton. Sitton, three ball. Top of the key. No good. Rebound Wiggs.
Dribble. Kick it.
Garrison with it. Wrap block. 10-foot jumper. Good. 8-point ball game. 3-possession contest here.
That was a nice shot, but that wasn't what I'd have done.
No, killing time, you know, definitely is what's on the mind there. But making it 8-point, 3-possession game goes to 6 like that. Timeout call by Coach Rogers. We'll take it with them. 30.6 seconds left in this fourth quarter. Lady Dogs lead by 6 and have possession of the ball when we come back.
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org. Welcome back to the District 7A Girls Semifinals. 30.6 seconds left here in the first girls game, and Clay County leads Clark Range by 6, 59-53. This broadcast being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. 6-point game, guys. Anything can happen here.
Absolutely, Coach. This thing far from done.
Yeah. A lot of stuff's happening in 30.6 seconds.
Walden, Garrison, Smith, Eads, and Wicks.
Floor. That's the first thing.
Baker to inbound from the baseline off to our left. Full court man pressure. Eads with it on the inbound. In a trap, a foul call. Looks like a clean takeaway. I did not have a good vantage point.
Well, I'll say one thing. That one guy called that technical, but now these guys,
they call a good game.
They call stuff that a lot of officials don't. But they've let Clark Range get away with stuff like that ever the last 50 years. You know, they're calling it tonight. So.
That's true.
I mean, they have.
And, you know, that's factored into a lot of their success.
It is.
You know. He's in the line shooting two. First one's good. 75% free throw shooter. As cool as the other side of the pillow, the junior shooting guard trying to wheel this team on to the title game Monday night against the winner of Pickett County and Gordonsville, who tip at 7 o'clock here at Livingston Academy tonight.
Start.
22 seconds left. Eads missed the second free throw. Phillips with it for Clark Range. Swung to Hopkins. Hopkins drives against Wicks. Time getting short. 15 seconds. Lacey with great defense. Wins another battle in there. Lacey Wicks, likely the MVP of this contest just for the defensive job she's done on Katie Hopkins. That is the entire offensive identity of Clark Range. Hopkins. They only scored when we played them on February the 4th, only 29 points without Katie Hopkins. She's back in the lineup tonight. They've got 53. Makes a big difference when she's on the court for them. But Wiggs has done a great job with her tonight.
Yeah, she really has and done it, you know.
And Kendall, Claire as well.
Claire's played a good game against her, and then we've seen others double down. But Lacey Wiggs has been the Katie Hopkins killer, there's no doubt.
Wicks hits the second free throw, missed the first. This one just about done, folks. This one's over. Ella Eads comes up with a steal. Buzzer's going to sound. Clay County with a huge win here at Livingston Academy tonight. The biggest of the season over Clark Range in the District 7A semifinal, stamping their ticket to Monday night's District 7A title game against the winner of Pickett County and Gordonsville. A huge win here. We're going to break it down when we come back and do the Eco Panels $80 wrap-up after this break. Final score was, what was it, Tom? 61-53. Lady Dogs winners by 8.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Livingston Academy. We just witnessed Clay County win their District 7A semifinal contest over Clark Range by a score of 61-53, and it's time for the Eco Panels of Tennessee Lady Dog wrap-up. Coach Sims, this was a game that was back and forth through the first half of it. Clay County gained control at the end of the first half with an 8-0 run to go up by 7, and they stayed in control, stretched it out to a 9-point lead headed into the fourth, overcame some mistakes and difficulties midway through that period, and got it done.
Yeah,
beat the Lady Buffalo by 8.
It wasn't a perfect game by any means, but you know, we seemed like when we needed a big shot, we would make one, and we shot the ball pretty good after we got going early there. We didn't shoot it very good, but, you know, like Daniel was talking about, we hit a big three at the end of every quarter, first, second, and third all, and then, like I talked about, we didn't handle their traps and stuff real good at times, but did enough to get the win. You know, that's what we was looking for. If you told me we was going to win by eight coming in here, I'd have been tickled to death, you know.
You know, yeah, don't matter how it happened.
That's right. You know, it puts us in the bracket that we want to be in the region next week. So we just got to keep playing. These girls are, you know, they, like we've talked about, they've improved tremendously during this season. And I can't believe the way some of them are playing. You know, they're just playing really good basketball for the most part.
I agree, and they played it pretty good tonight. Two in double figures for Clark Range, led by Katie Hopkins. You can't keep her down, that's for sure. Did a great job on her when it mattered, but finished with 24 points, Coach. Also, Lydia Phillips in the double figures with 12. So, you know, two first-teamers right there.
Well,
they're hard to stop.
The thing about this game compared to the other two were low-scoring. You know, in the 40s, and they only scored 29 once, and, you know, we scored 60. You know, we don't hardly ever do that, 61,
right.
You know, so it was definitely a lot more offensive game than the other two's been. So, you know, I didn't know we was capable of scoring 60 many times, but we've done it several times lately. So, you know, we're picking it up at the right time. You know, we probably can't beat Pickett, but, you know, who knows? You know,
we had
a pretty good game about last time, and I think we've improved since then. So, you know, if we can keep them off the boards and stuff, we might give them a game.
Well, it looks like we're going to get another shot at them anyway. Pickett's got to beat Goresville later on tonight to get there, but we expect them to do that. For Clay County, three in double figures, led by Halen Garrison with 17, Ella Eads with 16, and Better Walden with 12 in this one. Lacey Wicks, great defensive night with 8 points. Clark Kendall had 2, and Natalie Smith, 6. So that's how you get to 60, Coach, three in double figures.
Yeah, if you get 3, you're getting 15, 16, 17, then another one with 7 or 8, and another one with 6 or 8, you'll put a few points on the board. And, you know, Natalie didn't score much, but she hit a tremendously big 3 there at
she
one
did.
Time. Then hit a 2, I think it was big. But Halen has really stepped up lately and started, you know, being a really good shooter. And, you know, she went through a cold spell there at one time, but, boy, she's been filling it up lately. Hope she keeps that up. Ella's been pretty consistent all year. You know, give her some shots, she's going to hit a good amount of them. And Baylor's probably the one that's really helping out more than anybody. You know, some games she didn't hardly score, and she's getting, you know, 8, 10, 12, 14 out of her game lately. So, you know, that's really good to see.
No doubt. Another good game for the Lady Dogs, who knock off Clark Range. We're going to be playing in the district title game, Coach.
Yeah, that's
here big. Monday night.
That's big. They get to play in those big. That's the thing I always really enjoy and like, that the girls got a chance to play in big games. You know, district championship games, region championships. We didn't always win them, but we got to play in them. You know, and, you know, you remember that. You know,
no doubt.
It ain't like playing one game going to the house. You know, and I don't know, in the last, since 1989. We've been in the district championship game a whole bunch of times. I don't know how many, but, you know, between me and Matt, and I don't know if Paige or Sharon ever played in one or not, but, you know,
yeah,
it's four and his nine. We've been in it a bunch.
It's a place Clay County Lady Bulldog basketball belongs, for sure, Coach. Been a pleasure to have you here for the third straight win over Clark Range this season.
Hey, that's great.
All right. This Lady Dog wrap-up has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Boys action up next.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts Free Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. An in-depth freight load to Bulldog Basketball, brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket tee, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame paddle sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brannon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic courthouse square.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Macon Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Hopper Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome back here to Livingston Academy. Time now to get set for this boys contest on the H&H Honor Equipment Parts pregame show with the Cumberland Exteriors Boys 7A update. This tournament began back on Tuesday night when Redbone Springs was beat by Clark Range 69-35. So Redbone Springs finishes their season at 0-26. Clark Range now 16-13 overall. They will take on Pickett County, who is 19-7 overall. Pickett County, the number one seed. Clark Range, the four seed. They play tonight at 8:30. Action we're about to call. 17-6 Clay County, the three seed, going to take on 17-10 Gordonsville, the two seed right here. And then looking over to that other district, the contest that will be going on over there. I don't know the timing on that, Doug. I do know this. Basically, you got Joe Burns, who is 17-6 overall, and then pretty much nobody this year, it seems like. Very similar to that District 8 girls slate. East Rob on the year, they're 4-20 overall. They're the second-best team, and they've only won four games. Knowledge Academy said it's 16-12. Merrill Hyde has a winning record, 14-11. However, in conference play, they're 1-4. So a weak schedule for them. Outside of Joe Burns, you've got a like chances of the District 7 teams moving forward in Region 4A play.
Oh, yeah, there's a good possibility four teams from our district could sweep over there. A little different. Usually you got two teams pretty solid over there, then two not so solid. This year you got one, and the other three pretty average. So.
And that's what makes this game so much bigger tonight. Win this one, guaranteed to stay away then, from a Joe Burns, more than likely. So that's what it's all about, stay out of that consolation game. Folks, that's been the District 7A update brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, and more. There are other folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We'll go ahead and wrap this thing up with a quick full coverage final word. Doug's last thoughts before tip-off brought to us by Ashok and Strong Insurance, District 7A semifinal. We know how big the girls' game was. No different here for the boys. Clay County, Gordonsville, they split the regular season prior games, Doug. Two great coaches, two great teams. What do you think about it? Of course, Clay County down. Nate Adams playing without him. That's a big storyline.
It is. Just you want to just follow up on your good game you had at Jellicoe. Good, solid play. You know, tournament, everything changes, tournament. You know, clean slate. The best part is, no matter what tonight happens, you're advancing. There's a good, solid game. Take care of the ball, and you should be all right.
Yeah, that's a good point. Not elimination here. Of course, the last time Clay County took the floor over at Jellicoe, played outstanding. Great team ball. Any certain thing we need to do to continue that tonight?
Well, I thought we was real patient at Jellicoe. I think you got to be patient tonight, and just, you know, when you get the opening, take it. And that's what we've done at Jellicoe very well. And I think we've got to do that again tonight.
Hopefully we can replicate those 15 made three-pointers that we saw take place over at Jellicoe. That has been the full coverage final word. Brought to you by Ashok and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and sign it today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. He's got Clay County covered. Time now for Gone Country Cafe to serve up the Bulldogs starting lineups. We'll start with the home team on the scoreboard. That's going to be the Gordonsville Tigers. Gordonsville wearing those white home jerseys, blue numerals on them, trimmed in black. They will shoot at the hoop to our left during this first half of play, will the Tigers. Their head coach, Greg Bibb, sixth season in his role as Gordonsville's head coach, 16th season overall as a head coach in high school basketball, 16-10 record this season. They are the number two seed. They're out of one-game win streak into this contest. Starting for Gordonsville, senior number five, Tucker Smith. Senior number 10, Brody Sachs. Senior number 11, James Peoples. Junior number 14, Carter Gibson. And a senior number 24, Clinton Pope. The Clay County Bulldogs. Head coach Rob Edwards. 25th season overall, 555 wins to 224 losses. 17-6 record this year. They are the number three seed in District 7A. Ride a one-game win streak coming into this contest. Clay County wearing the gold travel jerseys tonight, black numerals on them. Starting for Clay County, junior number two, Cole Leeds. Senior number three, Lance Burchett. Junior number four, Nolan Adams. Junior number five, Warner Melton. And a senior number 34, Hayden Adams.
Hey, Gordon will start
Foster tonight. Oh, Jay Foster has returned. Okay. Starting lineup has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe, family-owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest, with breakfast all day, weekday specials till 2 p.m., new extended hours Monday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? So Foster, in the lineup, he was injured whenever I originally made that lineup out a while back. He has returned, and we know how great an athlete Junior Jay Foster is. Inside the sacks from Foster, assist. For Foster, the finish for Sachs, and just like that, Gordon's was up 2-0.
And we seen that the last time we played. You know, they went to him early to try to get him established.
Sachs has been the heart and soul of this squad for a while. He's been neutralized some with sickness and injury during his senior campaign, but definitely at full strength now. Clay County with their first possession. Lance Burchett out top. The savvy senior point guard works over to Cole Leeds. Cole back to Nolan. All of these Clay County starters have been playing great basketball. Warner Melton now, who's filling in for Nate Adams. Warner has been in and out of the starting lineup as need be throughout the course of the season. Nolan pulls the trigger on a three and hits it.
Big three right there. For Gordon, that 1-3-1. If they can be patient, they can get some open looks.
3-2 the score. Clay in front by one. Foster on the drive. Takes an extra step. No whistles blow. Thrown away. My Peoples regathered, though, by the Tigers. Sachs on the baseline. Kicks to Gibson. Gibson's three-pointer no good. Rebound Cole Eads. Eads on the season, 5.3 rebounds a contest. Ties Nate Adams is the leader in that area. Both of them 5.3. Warner Melton knocks down a three. Two triples, Doug, open the contest.
I said good patience right there. At 1-3-1, that's going to be open. So just be patient and move it.
All four of the outside shooters, Coley, Warner Melton, Lance Burchett, and Nolan Adams, all shot well at Jellicoe. And that 15-8 three-pointer game is Foster called for the travel. Lance Burchett baited him in with the defense, and Foster was thinking he was going to stay steal. Lance moved,
yeah.
And Foster traveled.
Kind of pulled the chair out from under
him. He did. Very similar to older brother Jimmy, whenever he was playing. Both of them just such superb defenders and athletes, Thomas.
Yeah, not just that. They're savvy.
Some of Jimmy's best games always came in these big district tournament moments, and Lance, no different, going to see the same tonight. Lance Burchett, left wing, defended by Foster, kicks out to Melton. Clay County up, 6-2. Nolan Adams shot faking a drive. 14-foot jumper from the baseline, no good. Tipped out of bounds by Warner Melton. So Gordonsville takes over here. Third meeting of the year, 63-68, the first outcome. Gordonsville on top of that one at home at their place. Then Clay County, 80-62 winners in Joe Sims Gym. So the home team has won both of those contests. Coach Edwards, 6-0 at neutral sites against Gordonsville.
That's pretty impressive.
So hopefully that'll continue as Gibson answers with a triple left side. Of course, Coach Edwards, 15-6 overall in district semifinal contest. Against Gordonsville alone, 48-11. Coach Edwards' record during his 59 prior meetings with the Tigers.
It's
pretty dominant, guys. And you see that with most of the matchups. There's a couple. Jackson County's a little closer. York Institute and some of them. But some of these district foes that he's met around 60 times, it's a lot of times 45 and 15, something like that against them.
Yeah, his record against most teams are pretty good.
Lance Burchett misses on a three-pointer there. 4:45 and ticking, opening quarter. Now, foul going to be called. The officials perhaps bailing Jay Foster out of one there. I thought he traveled again.
Yeah, he did after the foul, looked like, for sure, that was called. As Foster seemed a little, I don't know, frustrated early here. Maybe Lance Burchett has something to do with that.
Yeah, that good defense that Lance can play certainly can get under the skin of some players. Gibson, right corner, back to Foster. Clay County up 6-5, 1 point the lead for the Dogs. Clay County is guest on the scoreboard in this contest. The girls were the home team. Huge win for the girls, Doug, in that contest.
It was a big win.
Gibson adds a bucket for Gordonsville. Puts the Tigers in front 7-6. Nineteen lead changes cumulatively between the two prior meetings. So both of them contests that saw an ebb and a flow back and forth between the teams look for the same tonight. Nolan Adams left wing for Clay County. They work to the hoop at our right here. Hayden Adams sets a screen. Euro step into the lane. Finishes the shot. Nolan Adams, as good as it comes at doing what he just did, I can't hardly describe it. Fully extended arms,
well,
and hesitation step.
Well, that, but just number one, no fear, taking it right at Brody Sykes, the biggest guy on the floor, and he can finish when he does that. We saw him do that at home against Sykes and other big guys throughout the season, and it starts with no fear, Daniel.
It does, I agree. Gordon's boy the ball here. Right wing extended for Tucker Smith. Smith named the defensive MVP of District 7, and we had to watch him tonight. Now, he was one, honestly, I'm sure he's a great player, but I didn't remember him from the prior two games when we played him. Gibson misses the three-pointer. Clay County a chance to reclaim a lead here. Nolan Adams quickly the other way, spins, puts on the brakes at the block, and hits the shot. Doug, there was about 10 different tools used out of the box on that one play.
Yeah. Well, this doesn't beat an athlete out there, and that's, he just a lot of athletic moves and got it in there.
Smith into the paint. He misses his shot, tried to bully his way through a couple Dogs to no avail. Eads with it, kicks the Merchant in the corner. Lance now comes out of the Wildcat logo over in front of the Gordonsville bench. Coach Bibb already up pacing early in this one. He seldom ever sits. Coach Edwards, who seldom stands, is peacefully sitting into his bench. Nolan with it.
Gordonsville changed up, went back to a man right here.
Cole Heath drives the left side of the lane and extended layup from about 6 feet back, banks it in off the glass, and a takeaway. Lance Burchett comes up with a steal. Clay Kenny looking for a swing of momentum here. Misses his shot. Cole leads the rebound. His put back, no good. This time Sykes pulls it down. Sykes kicks out to Foster. Foster presses ahead to a Peoples in the corner. Peoples three-pointer in and out, no good. Rebound Cole leads. Guys, I'm telling you, and this is true of many Dogs, but Cole Eads has just really stepped it up a notch in the last couple weeks of the season.
He has, not just offensively. His offense has been pretty good, but he stepped that up. But defense, just everything, just been really good.
Nolan Adams to the hoop, and one, baby, draws the foul. And Nolan's another one, just like we commented about Cole. Nolan's really elevated the last couple weeks to, I don't know, just a whole nother level from what he had previously shown us, and I don't know if you can play much better than he's playing right now.
He's playing solid, and if you go man against us, it's like his eyes get big, you know, and that's excellent as a coach to see that.
Adam,
he don't feel anybody can guard him.
And you know what? He's right most nights.
Yep.
Nolan did not complete the three-point play, missed that free throw, so Clay County up 14-7, have doubled up the Tigers, Thomas.
Yeah, and it's been all Nolan Adams so far. He's got 9 already here in the first quarter, guys. And I think it's like Doug says, he feels like nobody can guard him. And let me tell you something, there's no Tiger that can right now.
Gibson with it right side. Kicks to Foster across the top of the key. Now Foster's 10-foot jumper good. Makes it 14-9. Dogs up by 5. Lance Burchett going to come across the timeline. Looks over to Coach Edwards, who sends in the signal. Gibson picks the pocket of Burchett. Not something that's easy to do. Carter Gibson misses his shot, though Lance came back and nearly took it back away from him. blocked the shot in essence. Foster now regathers it, though. Kicks over to Smith. Smith's three-pointer, no good. Sacks over the back of Warner Mountain. And they don't call it. That's pretty clear and evident.
Yeah, that's pretty obvious, look like there, but they didn't call it. So.
The possession, though, goes to Clay County. Under a minute to play in this opening quarter, 14-9. Just a reminder, TWSWA mandated audio-only broadcast tonight. That's why we're trending on the scoreboard. For those of you who weren't here during the girls' game, NFHS Network has the feed courtesy of the up-and-coming reporter who's allowed to simulcast, and that shuts everybody else down. Oh, Foster got the rebound and walks out of bounds with it. Now, the officials never did blow it dead. Foster knew it was dead, though. It hit the top of the backboard.
It went over the back, actually, so.
So a heads-up play by Foster.
Yeah.
You might want to wait for the officials to call it next time.
Well, you know, the underneath officials don't see that. That's the outside guys. Neither one of them called it. But luckily, you know, they come in there and got it right.
Well, he was just standing there, and it fell in his hand.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and he knew what was up, walked out of bounds with it, but no whistles had blown.
Yeah.
15 seconds left here as Tucker Smith just stands a couple feet across the timeline, down to 10 seconds here. Into the first quarter, Coach Edwards now comes to his feet. Gornsville with it, Sacks on the inside, down to Foster, shot up with seconds left, and it's good. Buzzer's going to sound, Lance Burch's desperation three, no good at the buzzer. 14-11, Clay County with a three-point lead after one.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the District 7A semifinals being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Clay County leads Gordonsville 14-11 here in the first boys game. And here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Nolan Adams pacing Clay County so far with 9 first quarter points. Warner Melton knocked down a 3, and Cole Leeds has 2. For Gordonsville, Carter Gibson 5, Jay Foster 4, and Brody Sachs 2 for the Tigers, who trail the Dogs 14-11 headed into the second. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee for the better part of 2 decades. Copeland's has become a cornerstone in the community home builders and DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
Back under action here. Clay County working off to our right here in Durward Vaughn Memorial Gymnasium, trying to replicate what Coach Walker and the girls did just a few minutes ago, winning the District 7A semifinal. Dogs up by 3, 14-11. Lance Burgett, right wing, defended by Gibson, kicks to Nolan at left side. Nolan uses a Hayden Adams screen. Kicks back over to Warner. Clay County, a slow, methodical possession until Coleed says, I'll pull the trigger on a deep three-pointer, about a 28-footer.
Nice.
Knocks it down.
That's a nice one right there. You know, when you see Cole pulling at that range, you kind of go, oh, no, but he hit that shot.
As so. Coach Watson used to say on here, no hesitation for
Coleed
on that one.
Well, when you make 6 in your last outing and you're shooting it the way you've been shooting it, Cole Leeds is just kind of a heat check right there for him. Hey, I feel good about it. Let it fly.
Well, like I said, the last 3 or 4 games, the way our guys shot it, when they turn loose, you're okay.
Absolutely. Hayden Adams called for a foul. I'd like to have seen the discrepancy between what Sachs did a little bit ago and what Hayden did right there. I missed it. And now we're going to see a no-call by the baseline official who blew the whistle. And that's a younger official, a tough spot on him. It was his call, and he's just not willing to make it. Talks to the official out top, and they say Gordonsville just went out of bounds with the ball.
Whew.
Ended up doing a no-call. And, Doug, you've been there before. I'm sure there's times as an official, you blow the whistle, you know something happened, but maybe you just don't know.
Yeah.
But you got to immediately call something.
Yeah, got to come up with something.
So I feel for him on that one. We bragged on the officials during the girls' game, talked about them doing a solid job, and much the same here in the boys so far. We'll try to just call the action, not worry about the officials. Nolan Adams inside fadeaway jumper, good. Thomas, we talked about it. He can't do any wrong. He continues that here.
Yeah, again, challenging Brody Sachs. Just got in his face, Doug, and then kind of faded away and put it in the hole.
Well, like I said, Nolan's playing with confidence right now that just you just can't hardly stop him now. He's just...
Dogs up 19-11. Tucker Smith dives inside, gives the sack. Shot fake and a drive for sack. Shot good. 8-foot jumper from the left elbow. 6:15 and ticking second quarter. Nolan Adams sees a crease, goes all the way to the hoop. His shot no good. Rebound, Hayden Adams. Hayden pulls it down, kicks it up to Lance. Lance with another shot. He resets the offense here.
Great job by Hayden right there just to outwork him and get that rebound.
Lance looks over to Coach Edwards. The 25-year veteran sends in the instructions. Lance kicks to Cole. Cole, heat check left side. Yeah! Talk about being on fire. No heat check necessary. Just automatic mode there. Pull the trigger and let it go.
Yeah.
Second triple for Cole from the same spot. Now Gordon's Lancers. It's going to be Aiden Miller, the sophomore, who hits his first triple of the contest. 5:30 mark of the second. Clay County up 22-16. 6 points the lead. Good matchup here between Carter Gibson and Lance Burchett. Both of them great athletes. Hayden Adams set the screen, creates separation. Warner Milton now right wing. Baseline to Hayden. Hayden a long two-pointer in and out, no good. And you don't question Hayden taking that baseline shot because he shoots it very well from there.
He does. You know, and it's hard to realize how tough that shot is, but he does make that shot well, and you want him taking that shot.
Certainly do. He did miss that one. Miller, three-pointer left side. He's just as hot as Cole Eads. Back-to-back three-pointers by Aiden Miller. For Gordonsville, draws it back to a single possession game, 22-19. Clay County has a three-point lead. Lance Burchett out top. Co-lead communicating with him. Now resetting. Nolan Adams in the left corner. Warner Milton in the right corner. Lance out top of the ball. Kicks to Cole. Cole's three-pointer is good. Cole leads 3 three-pointers in this one so far. He's got a lot of work to do, though, if he wants to beat Landon Woodcock, who had 7 made three-pointers in 2019 against Gordonsville. Foul in the backcourt against Jay Foster. Foster a little frustrated here as he sees his team down 6, and great athletes sometimes try to make plays that are just a little more than the moment, and he got called for the foul.
Yeah, he did. Just got a little over-aggressive right there.
Clay County back with the ball, trying to build on this 6-point lead. Halfway through the second quarter. Clay County 25, Gordonsville 19. Lance with it right side. Clay County continuing their fine play from Jellicoe. Lance Burchett no good. And going to get Warner Melton on the foul. I didn't see it. It was pretty subtle, but just trying to get to a box out position against Peoples down low. Thomas, you had a glimpse of it, I think.
Yeah, this loose ball foul. I think he got kind of a hand check to the hilt, and they'll get you with that one every time, won't they, Doug?
Yeah, and, of course, one thing I think, call me fouls. I think 3 total, right?
Think so.
So, I mean, you kind of like that, especially us. We're a little bit shorthanded tonight.
Smith with it. Kicks to Miller. Miller for Gordon. Winds back to Peoples. Peoples back to Smith. Smith drives against Burgett. Bullies his way. That ought to be an offensive foul. They're not going to call it that way. You saw Smith do a leapfrog shoulder thrust right into the heart of Burgett, and they call Lance for moving his feet. I'm no official, though, but it looked pretty aggressive offensively.
Yeah, they're letting them play, that's for sure. Lance kind of got the across-the-arm reach in there as Smith went up for the shot, I think.
Smith good on his first free throw. We mentioned Smith being the defensive MVP of the district earlier. Also a second team member.
Hey, he's a good solid player now.
A senior for Coach Bibb. Is number 5, Tucker Smith. 25-21. Dogs up by 4. They've led this thing for a while now, since the early minutes, I believe, happened with Thomas.
Yeah, Gordonville made the first bucket, but it was answered by Nolan Adams 3 to give them their first lead, and they haven't relinquished it, Daniel.
Nolan drives the right side of the lane. Reach in foul. Going to go against Miller.
Nolan's doing a great job of reading the defense. They switch back to that man. He automatically got aggressive and took it to the rim. He's doing an excellent job.
Yeah, and, you know, Coach Bibb kind of doesn't really know what to do. Go zone, eads from the outside. You go man, it's Nolan Adams with the drive. So, you know, that's a nice problem to have that Coach Edwards has got to give.
Well, you got to make them keep making adjustments. Right now, the adjustments hadn't hurt us any. That's the good thing.
Good crowd on hand here at the District 7A tournament. Nolan Adams, good on one of the two free throws. Makes it 26-21. Nolan on the season, 60% free throw shooter. Playing the old school four games tonight. The two girls games from last night got moved to tonight. So girls tip moved up to 4 o'clock earlier and going to play four here. Last game set to tip at 8:30. That's the boys contest between Pickett County and Clark Range. Of course, the big thing about this one, Doug, obviously, you win this when you get a chance to play for a district title, and that's not something to be taken lightly in a district like the Tri-Lakes Conference, District 7. However, it also automatically puts you away from the, if you don't win, you know, the district championship, puts you away from whoever you play in that title game.
And you've got to think,
it gives you a home game for the satellite. I forgot all about the region quarter satellite game. But as of right now, you've got to favor Pickett County in that other semi. As Lance Burchett knocks down a three left side, you got to favor Pickett because to this point in the season, it's been all Pickett. They're 8-0 in the conference.
No, so, Gordon will beat them.
Oh, 7-1. That's 7-1. Right. That's Gordon right. We'll timeout taken. We'll stay on during this one. So it makes it big. You know, you mentioned it. Number one, gives you a chance to play for some gold in the Tuesday night boys championship game. Number two, it gives you a region quarter satellite game. You get to host another game, something you're not guaranteed at this point in time. Plus, if everything falls out as it should, it would put you away from a Pickett County in the Region 4 tournament.
Well, and you never want to go on the road in tournament play. So that's the biggest thing. That gets you a home game, not traveling on a game you got to win to get back into the neutral side. So,
and of course, the Region 4 tournament this year is going to be held at Livingston Academy. So a very familiar setting going to be coming up for that, Thomas. You know, if Clay County can advance on past that region quarterfinal round, it'll be back here in the region semis at Dover Bond Memorial Gymnasium.
Yeah, and after being put out in that round for the last 2 years in a row, you know, to me, that's the goal for Clay County, and winning this game tonight gets you one step closer to that goal.
Sykes with the bucket. Makes it 6-point game, 29-23 on the scoreboard here. Is that what you reflect on your score sheet, Thomas?
5-point game.
29-6.
Oh.
And now, Nolan Adams with another bucket. Yeah. 31-23 now. So maybe Nolan hit both of those free throws and they just corrected it earlier.
I'm thinking that's what happened.
Okay. Peoples fires a three for Gordon's. Well, no good. Kept alive by Sykes. Sykes put back good. 31-25. Hard to deny Sykes. Of course, a multi-year first team All-District 7A player. And just one of those posts, very similar to McCreary down in Jackson County, who he's not just tall, but he's got such a great skill set.
It is. He don't put it on the floor as much as McCreary does, but he can.
Yeah.
They're real similar.
McCreary probably a little bigger, all in all, but both of them very formidable opponents. Of course, we know McCreary coming back, Jackson County coming back to the district next year. Minute 25 left in this second quarter. Clay County with the basketball, working at the hoop to our right. Lance Burchett with it, right wing. He shakes and bakes, drives, kicks to Nolan. Nolan, three-pointer, no good. Rebound Tucker Smith. Boy, had a good line on it, just couldn't get it to fall. Foster with it, nearly committed an offensive infraction, gets it away before he travels. Now back to Foster, baseline pass to Sykes. Sykes kicks it over to Peoples, and good ball movement gives Tucker Smith a three-pointer, no good. Rebound Nolan Adams. 1 minute left in this first half. Clay County leading by 6, 31-25. Lance Burchett inside drive. He's fouled by Sykes. And what created that, it initially looked like it was going to be a block shot, but Lance held on to the ball, hesitated, hung in there, made Sykes hack at him, and drew the foul.
And like I said, Clay has just done a good job attacking that man-to-man and getting it to the paint.
Lance misses the first of two free throws.
And they found the right mismatch to do so. Of course, Nolan Adams always a mismatch, but it's been Lance Burchett the last couple of possessions, Doug.
It has.
Jake Copeland and Juju Villa going to check in here. Jake already does. Juju's going to take Lance out after he shoots the free throw. If he hits it, he did not, though, so Juju stays at the scores table. Lance stays on the court. 45 seconds left in this one, and a rare pair of free throws both missed by Lance Burchett. Lance leads the team in free throw percentage on the season with a lofty 74.4%. Clay County's already won one game in this gym this year. They beat Livingston Academy early in the season right here in the heart of Hawkeye. When we met that night, the girls got trounced. Played their worst game ever, only 25 points the total. So good to see it wasn't just the gym that held them back. They had a nice win tonight. 15 seconds left in this second quarter. Gordon's will just holding the ball. Tucker Smith with it down to 5 seconds. Gibson pulls the trigger on a three. No good. Sacks the rebound. Knocked out of bounds off of Sacks. Nolan Adams there to knock it away from Sacks.
That's just a great play right there for Nolan to keep that alive and get it off of Sacks.
Swatted it out of Sacks' hands, onto Sacks' head, and then out of bounds. Inbound to Nolan. Nolan, 2 seconds on the clock. Half court, three-pointer. No good. Boy, he almost hit that thing.
That thing was online.
You've got to like it. If you're a Clay County fan right now, Dogs have been in control the majority of this first half. 31-25, the halftime score. Coach Bibb wanting to talk to an official, and he does so kind of hatefully here after the buzzer sounds. We'll go to break. Have to watch that develop here as we go into the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show. Dogs up. Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repairs.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Livingston Academy for the District 7A boys semifinals, where Clay County leads Gordesville 31-25 here at halftime. And it's for time for your first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Gordesville scored the first bucket of this ball game to claim their only lead here in the first half before Nolan Adams buried a three to put Clay County up, and they have not relinquished that lead throughout this first half. They were up by 3, 14-11 at the end of the first quarter, and then outscored the Tigers 17-14 in the second to claim this 6-point lead at 31-25. Gordonsville, nobody in double figures yet. Brody Sykes close with 8 points. Tucker Smith has 2. Carter Gibson held to 5 in the first half. Aiden Miller 6, and Jay Foster 4 points for the Tigers. For Clay County, 2 in the double figures. Nolan Adams, 15 first-half points to lead the way for the Dogs. Cole Eads knocked down 3 3-pointers in the second quarter and scored a bucket in the first for 11 first-half points. Lance Burgett, 1-3, and Warner Melton also with the 3-pointer to pace Clay County to this 31-25 6-point lead here at the break. This first-half breakdown is brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease, check your balance, and much more online at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. One of our many sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. We can't thank them enough for making all this coverage possible, this audio-only broadcast here tonight at the District 7A Tournament. And up next, it'll be time for the Subway Trivia Challenge, so stay with us for much more.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Back here live on the Puffer Girl Body Shop halftime show from Livingston Academy. Clay County up 31-25 here at the break of this District 7A semifinal contest over Gordonsville. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brown, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do.
The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Of course, we call girls district semifinal action right here tonight between Clay County and Clark Range. Well, back in 1994, district semifinal action saw head coach Joe Sims and his 20-6 Lady Dogs beat Pickett County 57-49 in an important victory that aligned the black and gold away from Lamar Rogers and the Lady Buffs in the upcoming region tournament. This opened the door to Salina's third straight state tournament, and their second state title game appearance in a 3-year span. During that district semifinal win over Pickett County, one, two players both pulled down 10 rebounds in the win. Let's read that one more time. In the 1994 district semifinal, head coach Joe Sims and his 20-6 Lady Dogs beat Pickett County 57-49 in an important victory that aligned the black and gold away from Lamar Rogers and the Lady Buffs in the upcoming region tournament. This opened up the door to Salina's third straight state tournament and their second state title game appearance in a 3-year span. One, two players both pulled down 10 rebounds each in that 1994 district semifinal win. If you think you know that answer, please send in your response to the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Sam Daniels, who has not won yet this year.
He was a junior that year.
He was a junior. He's continuing to still look for the win, though. He says Crystal Davis and Misty Brown, incorrect. Incorrect.
A couple of my classmates, actually three of them if you include Sam.
Hannah Bowles sends in a guess of Melissa Denton and Tia Burgett, incorrect on that combo. Misty Brown and Crystal Davis being guessed by Cousin John Weaver, incorrect.
He's not eligible.
He could be. Yeah, we'd make him eligible.
We got Melissa action Denton underway.
we'll get her straight here. Gordons will end possession of this ball to start the third quarter. Teams have switched ends of the court. Gordons will shoot at the hoop to our right. Clay County shooting at the hoop to our left. Doug, y'all like it. Clay County with a 6-point lead.
Well, this one was an adjustment that Clay County had when we played them the first time. Went to that zone. We played that zone tonight, and it seems to bother them a little bit. We've got to keep playing good and solid ball right here.
Sam guesses Lori Denton and Melissa Webb, incorrect on that. Jason Arhead Hamilton guesses Melissa Webb and Melissa Denton, incorrect on that. The right names have been said cumulatively between all of these. They just hadn't been paired together correctly.
I was wondering. There wasn't many people left after that.
Just have not fully been paired together completely. Both teams still looking for points here. Both teams in empty possession. Clay County just had a turnover. Doug, I kind of missed it. What happened on it?
Well, I had this missed shot, rebound.
Okay.
Didn't get it.
Now foul going to be called. I think Lance going to get his second. Continuing to get guesses here on the hotline. Boy, they're coming fast and furious. I can't keep up with them.
That's three on Lance right there.
Gibson with a bucket right there. The first of the half cuts it to a 4-point game.
I have to check that hotline during the timeout. We'll stay on there during the first break. I better call the action. It's honestly right now more fast and furious on the hotline than it is on the court. That's why I was captivated by it for a minute. Remember, all those guesses I've already said, the right names, I've heard the right players. They've just not been paired together correctly yet. Nolan Adams inbound off to our left from the baseline. Clay County looking for the first points of this third quarter. 31-27, Gordonsville has their bucket. Now Clay County looking to answer. We've led since the early minutes of this one. Original five starters on the floor for Clay County. Lance Burchett, right wing. Drives against Peoples, crosses him up, got to the hoop. Sacks going to get credit for a blocked shot. Coach Edwards wanted a foul. He can't believe it wasn't called. And I think what you saw there, the baseline official, it was his call to make, and he just didn't call it.
Yeah.
The guy out top probably thought it was, but you don't always see them supersede the guy who had the call. And now we see a foul being called. Lance Burgett was not given a place to land. Gibson is called for the foul, so three.
No, it's going to be he's calling it after the shot.
Oh, after.
Didn't let him land.
Called it on the box out, really,
yeah, okay.
Is what it was, which we kind of root for that call most of the time. I
right.
think it's the right one.
Right, not a shooting foul, yeah. but the box out foul, yeah. Clay County inbounds here, maintaining possession. 6 minutes left in this third quarter. We'll get back to the hotline when the action allows. 31-27, and now a bucket and one. Nolan Adams pulls the trigger, 14-foot jumper, drains it, got the foul, goes to the line to try to complete the three-point play.
Yeah, and you don't see that much. Adams had enough hang time to get that arm knocked off balance and then straighten him back up and drain the shot, Doug.
And that's showing a little strength right there, too, to be able to do that. That's just a nice play with Nolan again.
Adams, no good on the free throw. Whistles immediately blow. And Foster being called for a foul.
Yeah. Just kind of cleared him out, looks like. Kind of what they called right there.
Now, Clay County up by six now, 33-27 after that Nolan Adams bucket, and they've got the possession, Daniel.
Adams with it out top, shaking and baking, kicking to Coley. Coley, right side three. Yes, sir. He's doing it from both ends of the court, Doug.
He is. He's had a great night.
Gordonsville now trailing by nine, 36-27. Black, purple, and gold just playing stout here in the District 7A semifinal. Jay Foster misses his shot. Co-leads the rebound. Clay County heading the other way. Nolan out top. Pulls the trigger on one. No doubt in there. Clay County hot and playing good. 39-27. Dogs up by 12. Bill wants a timeout. We're going to stay on. Actually, we're going to play one ad. I'm going to process some responses, and we're going to come back.
All right.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to the Boys District 7A Semifinals. Bulldogs leading the Tigers of Gordonsville by 12, 39-27. Daniel still looking for a trivia answer over here. Out of all those combinations you got, still don't have one?
We do not have a correct combo. Do not have one yet. Of course, that year known as the Big Four Seniors, you know, and all those names have been thrown out there. Tia Burgett, Melissa Webb, Lori Denton, Melissa Denton, all those names have been guessed. One of those four is included in the group. I will say that. One of those four is.
Which means you probably got maybe one of my classmates, a junior on that squad that could be mixed in.
Or
possibly.
On down lower, yeah.
Or even lower, that's right.
Peoples with the ball for Gordonsville. 4:40 and ticking third quarter. Clay County up by 12. This one just feeling good. Plenty of time left, though. Way too early to be celebrating, but it just feels good at the moment. Foster with it. In a trap. Loses the handle. No one takes it away. Nolan, full head of steam, all the way to the hoop. He's fouled. He gets the bucket. Another, the third and one of the night for Nolan Adams. And the Gordonsville faithful who made the trip up I-40 just silenced here. Yeah. Livingston Academy.
Yeah. Nolan's kind of took the game over a little here, and, well, him and Cole both. They just got in a little scoring frenzy, and we're pulling a lead out good.
Let me preface this statement with this statement. He had no inside information. He had no access to my script. With that being said, the winner tonight of the trivia, Cousin John Weaver.
Gonna
give it to him. He had no knowledge of it. He was just a clean up straight up
player.
Tonight.
I agree.
He says Foster adds a bucket. Melissa Denton and Crystal Davis. That's the combination. Ask Coach Sims. He immediately said it. Of course, he had a little bit of inside information coaching that night, obviously. Clay County continuing to lead. Sykes gets away with one, takes it away from Nolan. So congratulations to John. Now, with that being said, if anybody else, if I'm wrong and I overlooked a correct response from somebody, if you said Melissa Nint and Crystal Davis prior to the last 1 minute, I will also award you the winner. I did not see that on all those other guesses, though. So congratulations to John Whipper. He will be receiving a free stuff certificate and Horizon Sports Network sticker, courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat, fresh, and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. The problem with that trivia question, not necessarily the difficulty of coming up with names, there's just too many great names from that era. Oh, Sam Daniels said he got it there, and I overlooked. Oh, I see it. Crystal and Melissa, his came in at 6:15. John's came in of Crystal and Melissa at 6:15. I'm going to do a simultaneous win there. Sam Daniels also going to come in. Melissa White, he come in with it too. So all of them coming at it at the right time there. Miss White, Sam Daniels, and John Weaver all coming up with it at the right time. So I'm going to go ahead and throw out there that Sam also a winner. I'll make sure we have one extra Subway trivia. Very thankful to Greg and Melissa Brandon and Thomas. Even though sometimes like tonight it gets away from the call on the court at times, I don't know why that isn't some folks' favorite time of the night.
Yeah, I agree with it. And then thankful to them and you, Daniel, for always putting in the hard work to come up with those trivia challenges. Clay County's still up by 11 here, 42-31. Back to action, Jay Foster.
Hard to contain him, long jumper there. Melissa Smith sends in a response to the hotline that says she knew the answer, and obviously she did. She was one of them, but she didn't want to be in unfair, impartial to all the others, so she let somebody else have it tonight. Enjoy going through that old stuff. You ask Mr. Sims, he said, well, that's Mad Dog Denton and Crystal Davis, and just as soon as I got done reading it. But I'm telling you, Mr. Sims, he's a steel trap when it comes to remembering something that happened in a game from 30, 40 years ago. Yeah. He can tell you about a run that happened in the second quarter at Monterey one night or something, Nolan Adams at the line. Thomas, give us an update on everything. Get us back on point.
Well, Nolan stopped Gordonsville's 6-0 run to cut it to a 9-point game. With one free throw there to get it back out to 10, 43-33, Daniel.
Here we go. Tucker Smith with it out top. Kicks over to Miller. Back to Smith. Just working the perimeter. Peoples fires one from left wing. Hits it. Tucker Smith. Actually, Peoples. I'm sorry. Peoples with the three. Coach Edwards wants a timeout. We'll gladly take it with him. 3:05 mark of the third. Clay County leads by 7, 43-36.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the Boys District 7A semifinals being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. Tigers on a little run here. They've outscored Clay County 9-1 to cut it to single digits, Daniel.
Well, I tell you, Gordonsville, a team that beat Pickett County just last week, a team that beat Clay County down at home, it's almost inevitable that at some point they were going to come charging back. Clay County, though, has done a good job of hanging on so far. Lance Burchett to the block, dribbles back out behind the perimeter, resets, drives again, crosses up Peoples, works against Sachs, misses the shot, rebound Peoples, works ahead, off to our right into the Gordonville front court, misses his layup, rebound Sachs. All right, so Cole Eads was laying in the lane. I've never seen that signal, Doug. What's that mean?
He's saying he held him.
Okay, so it wasn't on Cole then, maybe.
Yeah, he called it on Cole. He called it on Cole.
Cole was laying flat of his back in the paint, and they had to jump over him to get to the hoop. I guess
I guess
that was the call. Of course, Cole had fell down trying to get a charge call. And then when Sachs cleaned up the rebound, he had to navigate the body of Eads, who was on the floor. Gordonsville with it. Miller misses his three-pointer. Sachs, a long rebound. He goes out of bounds. So Clay County going to take back over.
Just need a bucket right here. Clay needs to settle down, give him a good bucket right here. Gordon's made a good little run. A bucket, a little combat back down.
Yeah, kind of a crucial moment here with 2 minutes left in the third. They got the stop, Doug. Now, like you say, let's kind of get it back out to a nine-point game. And
only a warning on Clay County a minute ago. Not a foul on Eads, but a warning for laying in the lane.
I think he was saying a flop is what it was.
Okay.
A flop. That's what this two-hand signal was.
Here we are. Adams with it. Spins. He's fouled. I tell you, he hit his fadeaway. It didn't count. Yeah. It was after the fact. Foul on the floor. Clay County cannot complain about officials tonight as far as that goes. Nolan drawing a lot of fouls, and he is going to the free throw line. Now, I'm not saying they're not fouls, but just they're calling them.
But I think the officials done a good job of calling what they've got to call.
Yeah.
They just ain't calling stuff. So.
Well, we said that during the girls' game. You know, tournament time, that's what you want to see.
Yeah.
If it's blatant, call it. If it's not, don't. Now, the one thing, the only complaint I've got about the girls' game, did not like the technical foul on Ella. Since it wasn't directed or taunted towards another player, it was just an individual celebratory thing. But that's just way of it sometimes. Gordon's for the ball. Tucker Smith on the inside. Shot no good. Shot was good, rather. Hayden Adams called for the foul. So we've got Tucker Smith at the line trying to complete a three-point play. 5 points the difference here. No, six. 44-38 after that bucket. Tucker Smith at the line trying to draw Gordonsville a little closer, and he does. Five-point game, two possessions. Minute 50 left in this third quarter, Doug. Like you said, Clay County in control. No reason to get excited, and we're not. Boys do a great job of that, just staying calm and collected. Gordonsville fans wanted a travel against Nolan. They don't get it. Lance continues the play, gives it back to Nolan. Clay County playing without the services of Nate tonight. He'll be back in the next round Tuesday night, whether it be consolation or title game. Nolan on the inside drive misses the shot and rebound Peoples. Peoples presses ahead to Miller. Miller with it in right corner. Kicks across to number 24. Now baseline drive, and Coleach called for the foul. Who is 24? That's Clinton Pope. He's checked in for the Tigers. He started some earlier in the year when Foster was out. So they've got pretty good depth, quality depth for Gordonsville, just like Clay County.
Yeah, and when they bring it in, they bring a quality player, and they got shooters. All of them, you know, they replace a shooter with a shooter.
We even had some, I had a couple of guesses on my phone during trivia that I didn't see before. Was not a correct one, but Clay County High School freshman Annalise Daly sent in a guess. She must be listening tonight. Of course, she's one of those softball players. Her dad, Homer Daly, the head softball coach, and they're anticipating an outstanding season that'll be starting here in a couple weeks. Of course, got put out in the, region semis by Joe Burns last year. Hopefully they can go further this year. Just an outstanding squad at Clay County High School. Wish them luck this year. Warner Melton misses a baseline jumper. 45 seconds left here as Gordonsville heads the other way. Gibson gets the shot, and Nolan kind of got away with one. Could have been called for a foul there. We've got a one-point game. Clay County led by as much as 12 earlier in this quarter. Now it's 44-43. Dogs up by one. Black, purple, and gold get a bucket from sophomore Jake Copeland, who's checked in, spelling senior Hayden Adams for the moment.
Just a nice play with Nolan to break that down and get you wide open layup for him.
Copeland's mechanics from the block are as good as anybody's. He's almost automatic. I know it's a high percentage shot, but he does it as good as anybody.
Yeah.
5 seconds left in the quarter. Gibson out top, defended by Nolan. And a whistle's blown. So Nolan gets another one. Nolan's first foul. Okay. I hesitated and waited to hear Coach Kevin King across the way. He is the voice of the District 7A tournament. Is the PA announcer. Something Clay County fans are used to hearing Darrell Collins do many years ago, back through the 90s and early 2000s. Gibson in the line, hits his first free throw. Second one's away, also good. Back to a one-point game, 46-45. Nolan on the inbound. Desperation three at the buzzer, no good. It's a tight one. Three quarters are gone. Clay County has a one-point lead, 46-45, over Greg Bibb and the Gordonsville Tigers here in the District 7A semifinals. Stay with us.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local Chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
Welcome back to the District 7A Boys Semifinals. We're presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, where the Dogs lead the Tigers, but just by one, 46-45, headed into the fourth quarter. New Year Dog Scoring Summary brought to you by Solana Lumber Company. Gordonsville outscores Clay County 20-15 in the third to cut the lead 2-1 at 46-45. For Clay County, they're being led by Nolan Adams, who's got 25. Cole leads with 14. Lance Burchett, 3. Warner Melton, 3. And Jake Copeland with 2. This Dog Scoring Summary is brought to you by Solana Lumber. Serving you since 1962, Solana Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over six decades and remains committed to their longstanding tradition of supporting the community. Solana Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store. Make that 27 for Nolan Adams.
Man, just as smooth as could be, Doug. A jumper from the elbow and nothing but the bottom of the net.
Just making it look easy tonight.
They're not hitting the rim. They're not rattling around. They're not hitting the backboard. They're just straight down in there.
Yeah, they're true.
Gordonsville with it, trailing by 3. Gibson, he's true as well. Ties this thing up, 48-48. 7:15 left in this district semifinal action. We said when we came on air we were going to call a pair of knockdown dragouts. Well, that's what we've seen. The Clay County Clark Range girls game was tight throughout. And now Clay County Gordonsville as Lance Burchett drains a 3. 51-48. Lance been a little quieter tonight on the scoring side of things. And that's when folks forget about him. Warner Melton comes up with a steal. He comes the other way and lays it off the glass. No good on the layup. Rebounded and put back. Good by Cole Eads. Doug, I sometimes think one of the harder shots in basketball, just the open layup.
It is. You're our base self, and sometimes you just don't go.
6.5 minutes to play in this final quarter. Gibson with it. Kicks to Smith. Smith back to Gibson. 5 points the lead for Clay County. Gibson fires a 3, left side, good. He's 2 for 2 on his last 2. He may have several more, I'm not sure, but he's 2 of 2 from 3 in the fourth. Nolan Adams slowly walks across the timeline. He's the man of the hour for Clay County from start to finish of this one. Gives to Eads. He's also been strong. And look at him. Look at Cole Eads knocking down another one. Nolan Adams. Has got the lead in scoring, but Cole leads 5 3-pointers now, I believe.
You're all over it, Daniel, and I don't know if he's missed one.
I don't either. Gibson may not miss one either. He hits his third three-pointer of the fourth quarter. Yeah. Doug, we got to get on him.
Well, can't back off of him. You got to get out there and get him. I'm sure Bill's saying the same thing on Cole. Don't stand there and watch him.
56 to 54. Nolan Adams. Nolan Adams draining his own three-pointer from left side. A shooting display from all sides. Timeout taken here, 30-second variety. We did this during the girls' game. I'd like to talk again about our presenting sponsor, though, and Thomas has got the sheet, the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, maybe an abbreviated rundown of what they do, but it's good stuff, Thomas.
Yeah, it is, and their message, of course, is to try to get parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. You know, they say parents need to, number one, have a discussion. And, you know, let them know what your stance is when you do that, Daniel. And really sometimes all it takes is a conversation. And to learn how to do that, you can go online at samhsa.gov/marijuana. Of course, that project funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. And Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, you know, they're always there. If somebody needs them, just give them a call. Reach out to them anyway.
Absolutely. Tucker Smith with it. 5:15 left in this one. Clay County, a five-point lead. Smith works against Melton. Hands off to Peoples. Peoples against Eads. He gives back to Smith. Smith to Sykes. Now Gibson. Here's the matchup. Gibson and Adams. Gibson uses the elbow. Now, if that was the last contest, it would have been an offensive foul. They got Natalie Smith with the same thing. Each set of officials different, though. And during tournament action, Doug, a different set for each game?
Yeah, that's what they normally do.
Yeah, and Clay County coming out man-to-man out of that timeout, Doug, after Gibson knocking down three in a row from distance.
Sykes on the block. Double team. One in front, one behind. Reverse layup by Sykes. You can't do anything to stop that.
And that's what you trade right there when you go man. They go back to the paint with Sykes.
But we made him make a tough shot, and that's what you want to do.
Had Cole Eads on one side and had Hayden Adams from behind, and he just went baseline underneath the hoop, reverse layup, and kind of created his own shot. Lance Burchard driving inside. Six-foot jumper good. Halfway through this fourth quarter, 6 points the difference. Clay County has stayed in front since early. We were tied, I guess, 48-48 maybe there at one point.
A five-point ball game now, and, you know, we're getting down to what I like to call Lance Burchard time, the senior, and that's what you see. We saw him do it against multiple opponents, Doug. He wants to put it on his shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
With under 4 minutes to go.
Well, and that's what you want to see from your senior. Kind of take over a little bit.
Clay County to inbound. Gordonsville thinking about some full court man pressure, but they end up backing off. Virgie with it. Gibson fouls him, but the officials don't seem to mind. Merchant works against Smith, steps back, right wing, gives to Nolan, 3:35 and ticking. Gibson again getting away with a lot of reaching in here, and I don't see why not. They're going to call a travel or a foul? They're going to
call
the foul.
Call a foul.
That's pretty aggressive reaching by Gibson. But, you know, if I were a Clay County player, I would say, you know what, now I'm going to implement that too, because if they're going to let us, let's do it.
And they've allowed that all night long.
Sure.
They've allowed good defense to be played. Again, you know, Gibson being over-aggressive there, going for the steal late in the game, it's either the steal or the foul, and he got the foul.
And he was, I guess he was pretty clean with it, you know. But Nolan in the line. Full timeout taken by Coach Edwards. 3:28 left in this one. Free throws. We're good there by Nolan. One of them, that is. 62-56. Dogs up by six. Stay with us here. 3:28 remain.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to the boys' District 7A semifinals, where Clay County leads Gordonville by a score of 62-56. About 3.5 minutes to go in this ball game. Of course, this broadcast audio only tonight due to TSSAA regulations and being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition guys. But, Doug, Clay County up by six, under four to play here. We talked about the experience of Lance Burchett. We got Nolan Adams 30-plus in this one already tonight. What a performance so far for the Dogs. They just got to finish it off.
It is. Right now, you're just good, solid D and take care of the ball on offense.
Foster with it down top for Gordonsville. Gets to Sykes at the free throw line. Hands back to Gibson. Three-pointer top of the key. No good. Coe leads the rebound. 3:15 and ticking. Six-point ball game. 62-55, 56. Now Gibson called for that reach-in foul.
Doing this. Coach Bill's not going to be bad with that because that's only the second team foul, I think. So,
yeah,
you know, little pressure. And if you don't call it, then you got a pick right there. So
right.
Be a little aggressive.
Burchett on the inbound. Lance with it. 180 seconds left in this contest. Lance works to the elbow, puts on the brakes, keeps the ball dribbling, and resets.
And this is what you want. You know, Lance is the best free throw shooter on the team. And, you know, he's your closer, guys.
Sure enough. Warner Melton now with it, top of the key. Gets the Cole. Clay County just letting time tick. Down to 2:35. Nolan, baseline drive, spins at the block. Shot in the paint, no good. Rebound, Cole leads, power dribble, putback, no good. Sykes cleans it up, knocked away by Nolan. Foster ends up picking up loose ball. He's had from behind the whistles. Ball winked at a scrum everywhere. This one getting wild here. I wish you could have saw it. It's clean, but a lot of good hustling from both sides.
Yeah, and that's what this one means, Doug. Guys on the floor everywhere.
Yeah. Well, then, you got to love the hustle. You hate that Hayden fouled out right there, but you got to love the effort to try to get that ball right there.
Jake Copeland now going to come to the scorer's table. Coach Edwards grabbing him up, letting him know what's up here, talking to him about how to execute this last 2:26. Of course, where you could go, you know, you can't go with sophomore Juju Villa because of Sykes. Because that post presence is going to have Copeland in there. So Jay Copeland here going to work bail. Foul called on Copeland. Coach Edwards is just absolutely beside himself saying, how can they do what they've done down here, alluding to Gibson and some of the things we've seen. And then Copeland called for that. Just slid his feet. Anyway, inbound for the Tigers. Tigers on the inbound. Gibson gets more contact there. Then Copeland was fouled 4 minutes ago.
Great defense right there.
Sure.
Knocked that away.
Poor old Copeland he's going to get a foul. That's all you can say.
Yeah, no doubt. Two minutes to go. Warner Melton from the free throw line.
Misses that shot. Jay Foster the rebound. Foster the other way. 6 points the difference. Foster shot off the glass. No good. Tipped in by Gibson. No good. Nolan Adams going to come up with the loose ball rebound. Thomas calling for a slower pace here. Nolan to Lance. Lance across the timeline. He got the signal. Here he goes, putting on the brakes.
Well, that's what you like to see. Your center wanted the ball, and he got it. He wanted the ball in his hand.
He works against Tucker Smith. Smith, that District 7 defensive MVP. A good matchup between seniors here. Eads now with it. Kicks the Melton. Minute 25 and ticking. Clay County up by six. Don't have to score. Just can't turn it over. Nolan gets past Gibson. Drives to the 8-foot mark. Gets to Melton. Melton tried to dish off at the last moment to Copeland. And Melton had a good look at the hoop there. He was just trying to continue to kill time, I guess, instead of taking the shot.
Well, he should have just brought it back out if that's what you're going to do. Don't force that.
Minute 15 left. Tucker Smith kicks to Peoples. Peoples three-point in and out, no good. Lance Burchett rebound. No harm, no foul on the Clay County turnover a minute ago. 1 minute away, Thomas starting to feel it. Can Clay County hang on? No one out of to the hoop. His shot no good. Jake Copeland the rebound. His putback no good. He draws the foul.
Big time minutes from the sophomore here, guys, in this one. You know, thought he should have caught that hot pass on the possession before pulling down the rebound with the putback there, Doug.
Well, what I like right there, he attacked that. He didn't go away from it. He just went right at it.
Copeland in the line to shoot two. First one's away. No good. Clay County's boys trying to do the same as their female counterparts did a little bit ago, win a District 7A semifinal and head to the title game. Copeland on the season, those were his first two free throw attempts of the year. They just came. With under a minute to play in the district semi, Jay Foster, three-point, no good. Nolan Adams appropriately pulls down the rebound. He's done so much tonight and pulled down the big rebound there. And Lance Burchett being harassed by Jay Foster. He comes to Jake Copeland. Jake Copeland misses the shot left side, but another foul call against Gordonsville. Jake, most of the time, going to make that bucket, but he goes to the line.
This is a little more pressure than he's seen, though. I
just a little more.
He's going to a little bit. But he's going to relax. He's going to knock one of these down, maybe both of them.
0-2 on the last trip. First one's away here. Had a good look at it. Hit off the back of the iron, no good. One more coming. Clay Kane does lead by 6. 62-56. 38.1 left, as you can see on the scoreboard that we're forced to keep on the screen the whole time. Second one no good by Jay. So 0-4 here in the closing seconds. Gibson, deep three-pointer's good. Makes it a three-point game. That completely changes the outlook here. Takes it from a two-possession, six-point game to a single-possession, three-point game. 62-59. 32.8 seconds. Timeout taken. We'll play one ad and come right back.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
32.8 seconds left here in the first boys District 7A semifinal. Clay County holding on to a three-point lead, 62-59, Doug. And Carter Gibson, 4 three-pointers here in the fourth quarter. The district, all-district first-teamer getting it done for Gordonsville to cut into this lead. And, you know, that's what we need to see out of Clay County. Your all-district guy and Lance Burchett getting the ball. Probably right here, Doug, because you have to think they're going to foul.
Yeah, and you just got to be strong with it right here. They ain't much choice but to foul. They may try one quick try for something, but, you know, not a lot of time.
Nolan Adams inbound. Works it into Warner. Warner back to Nolan. Nolan being harassed, and a foul called against Miller. We walk to the other end where Nolan Adams is going to shoot 2 free throws. Last 4 Clay County free throws were missed. My memory doesn't go back before that. Packed house here.
Big free throw right there.
Yes, it was. Connects on the first. Another one coming. Over 30 points scored today for Nolan Adams. Career high. He'd been in upper 20s on a couple prior occasions. Second one's away. No good. Clay County up by 4. 2-possession game here. Tucker Smith with it. 25 seconds left for Gordonsville. Smith inside. Kicks up to Peoples. Peoples drives. He's fouled. Shooting foul. Going to have Peoples going to the line to shoot 2. Warner Melton on the personal.
Peoples has not been there tonight, guys. At the free throw line anyway. He's got 1 three-pointer in this contest.
Releases his first attempt, and it's no good.
That's a big miss.
63-59. Stays a 4-point game here.
Well, you look for Gordonsville to foul immediately on the miss, and of course, if you get it in, they're going to foul pretty quick. So,
second one's away. Good. 3 points the difference. Coleach to inbound. Works into Lance Burchett. Burchett going to be fouled. Lance going to the line on the season. Burchett the leading free throw shooter on this squad.
He's the best on the team, but he's 0-for-2 tonight, guys.
58 of 78. Made coming into tonight, 74.4%. Lance
big
Burchett. A clutch shot there. And when you think about brothers Jimmy and Lance Burchett, that's what you think about. Think a clutch. Think a big time, fourth quarter type stuff. Lance with a big bucket there. 64-60. Misses the second, but he did make it a 4-point, 2-possession game. Gibson with it. Left wing. Works into the paint. His shot, no good. Goes out of bounds. Gordonsville maintains possession. 10 seconds on the clock. Gordonsville to inbound here from their own baseline. Dogs lead by four.
You want to defend.
Got fine shooters right here.
Yeah, and don't foul on a three. That's for sure. You know, if I'm Gordonsville, I'm not necessarily taking a three at this point, Doug. Are you?
Well, not necessarily. And if you play good solid, we've got a foul that's still to give right here.
Right.
You don't want to get them in a shot situation and foul, but, you know.
Of course, timeout taken on the floor here. Y'all can't see that. We take for granted. We've got used to that. Coach Edwards, a 30-second timeout. So, yeah, Gordon's looking for the inbound. Like you said, Thomas, 10 seconds is a long time in a lot of ways. So, if you got timeouts in your pocket, go for the quick two.
Yeah, I think so. You know, there's only one four-point play, and that's fouling behind the three-point line. And, you know, that's what Coach Edwards is telling his team right now. You know, challenge the shot if it's behind the arc, but do not foul at this point. Right, Doug?
Oh, yeah. Right now, you just make them make a shot without fouling them.
Smith's inbound. Works it in there. Deep three-pointer taken by Foster. That's exactly what you wanted if you're Clay County. Stay away from him, guys. Gibson firing a three. He hits it. He hits the three, but 3 seconds on the clock, so a big win there in a lot of ways for Clay County. 7 seconds go off the clock, so we thought we would see the quick, immediate two-point, and perhaps that's what Coach Bibb drew up. But they had the inbound deep to Foster. He immediately shot a low percentage three-pointer from about 6-7 feet back. And 3 seconds left, guys. We lead by one. Going to have to get a clean inbound and should get to walk down to the other end if we don't turn it over and shoot some free throws.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And I think Doug was probably getting ready to break down the play we saw not long ago. You talked about the leak out, and that's what we saw, and I expect it again.
Well, he's got two situations. If they're guarding the ball, it's going to be there. Either one of the situations he's got. I don't know if he will go for it with 3 seconds, because typically that's a Nate Adams throwing it.
True.
So he may just try to get it in to the guy, get the foul. And then, you know, with 3 seconds, you know, a little bit of time is going to go off, and you got a foul to give on the other end if you need to.
That's right. Only three team fouls against Clay County.
Yeah.
I mean, if we clean inbound it, then don't even try to dribble.
Yeah.
Just stand there with it, a two-arm clutch.
Well, you don't want them to tie you up. You want to just be strong with the ball.
Nolan threw it in at Jellicoe the other day to Cole. We're working in the Lance. Immediately the foul. So that was 3 seconds, now 1.9. So good clock keeping across the way by somebody here at Dover Bond Memorial Gymnasium. Pretty quick finger to get it started and stopped. And probably what's pretty accurate timing there, 1.1 seconds.
It was pretty much automatic. So
Lance at the line to shoot two.
He's 1 of 3 tonight, guys. Went 1 for 2 the last time out. Knocks down the first.
Makes it a two-point game. Vulnerable 2 points. A make on this second attempt would make me feel a lot better. Second one's away. It's good. So a tie could come here as Gibson has it. Half court three-pointer at the buzzer. No good. Clay County going to go dancing Tuesday night for the district title with the winner of Pickett County and Clark Range. Going to have the Lady Dogs and the Bulldogs both playing for District 7A Gold Monday and Tuesday night. Stay with us, folks, for the Farm Bureau post-game show right here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau,
Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls and boys games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Farm Bureau Postgame Show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
Need to make a large one-time purchase, consolidate high-interest debt, or pay for unexpected expenses? If so, consider a personal loan from Bank of Salina and lock it in a predictable monthly payment customized with terms to fit your budget. Citizens Bank loans can be used to finance a variety of needs, vacations, vehicles, and much more. Call Russell West today at 931-243-3161 for both secured or unsecured loans with a variety of options. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back here live from Durward Vaughn Memorial Gymnasium. What a great afternoon. It ain't hardly nights yet, I guess it technically is. Started early, 4 o'clock girls tip. What a great night it's been. Both teams winning. We're going to talk about this boys game right now as we get into the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
You know, Doug, I interviewed Coach Rob Edwards ahead of this one. He said I expected it to be a battle, probably a one- or two-possession game at the end for sure, and that's what it turned out to be. Back and forth between these two teams. They split during the regular season. And, you know, a three-point game at the end of the first quarter, Tigers ahead. Six-point game at the half with Clay County ahead. And they kind of held that lead throughout. I think Gorsville tied it early in the fourth quarter, but it was about getting the lead and maintaining it and just playing really solid basketball without District 7A first teamer Nate Adams in this one.
Well, they just continued from Friday night. You know, Jellicoe, they're just in a little groove. I think that was huge, Jellicoe, to give these young guys the confidence that they can do that. And it showed tonight. They played with some confidence. You know, of course, Lance Sr. always plays his steady game. Nolan really stepped his up tonight. Cole really stepped his up tonight. So that's just big plays right there, you know.
It's huge. And when, Daniel, we talked about the big stage. And to me, these players that Clay County has, that's what they yearn for. That's what they want. Nolan Adams came out on this court tonight knowing that this was the biggest game of his career so far, and he played like it.
He did. Doing it at a time that, you know, as Doug alluded to there, a man down without Nate, knowing, okay, need a little bit extra from somebody tonight. Well, he gave some extra. He wasn't the only one. Reverend Cole there, too, having some huge ones. But, yeah, gave a little bit extra. And, you know, without that, might not win this game. But we're coming down shooting to it, you know, for a single three-point win. And if he hadn't had every bit of what he had, it would have been maybe a loss.
And really from both sides, Doug, we talked about Carter Gibson. He made five threes in the fourth quarter. Yeah. Finished with 26 points, you know. This is what it's all about. District 7A tournament. Coach Joseph Amonette interviewed him, and he talked about it. He said, we got four teams that if you put them in any district, they could probably win it across the state, and including this Gordonville Tiger team, Clark Range himself, and the Clay County Bulldogs. And these two teams just both going at it.
Yeah, just well, great coaching, great teams. You love to see it, but you're right. This is probably the first time in a long time our district's been as stout as it is. Four solid basketball teams. So it ain't going to get no worse during district play. It's going to be great the rest of the way.
It is.
An atmosphere already at a premium here, you know, too.
No doubt. Yeah, it's a packed house tonight. Gibson finished with 26 in this ball game, guys. We've had Jay Foster limited to 12, and I'll say limited because, you know, he's not been back for a long time, but every game, Doug, he's made a big impact on it.
Well, I think he's first game back against us, I think he had 19.
He did.
And I didn't think he played real well with that 19.
Yeah.
So holding him to 12 tonight was a solid night for us.
And then Brody Sykes into double figures, but just with 10. Tucker Smith, 5 points. James Peoples, 4. And Aiden Miller, 2 threes for 6. So a pretty solid defensive effort, too, against a good team. For Clay County, everybody knows it. I've got him with 32. Nolan Adams leading the way here tonight. Just an amazing performance by him. But Cole Eads is knocking down a total of 5 threes in this one for 19 points. Lance Burchett coming on late into double figures with 11. Warner Melton, 3, and Jake Copeland, 2. So you talked about it, Doug. That Jamie Jellico, I think, told these guys, hey, we can do this.
Yeah.
And they came in and did it tonight.
Yeah, and we miss that Jellico, you know, just a big confidence deal to show the guys they could play. And they can. And Nolan played different tonight. You know, we mentioned it during the game that he played like they can't guard me. And that's what you wanted to see, just step up. He felt every time he touched it, he could score when he wanted to, and pretty much did.
He did. Big win. Huge win.
Folks, that Bulldog wrap-up is brought to you by Eagle Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way. With structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Bog Homes in Herman Springs. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, they are simply a better way to build. Going to play one more little quick promo. Come back, wrap this thing up with the announcement of the TDS Top Performers. Stay right here with us.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
When there are...
Back here live for the final time tonight. Time to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's games. Clay County's ladies went to 14-12 with their win. Clay County's boys 18-6 with their win. And both contests, you know, so well-rounded as far as the number of players that played well. If you listen to both of these broadcasts, you heard us really going deep into several different players and what they did good. But always tough to narrow it down. Girls contest, we ended up going with sophomore shooting guard Haylen Garrison. Could have easily went with Lacey Wicks, Ella Eads. You know, just made a comment earlier this year about how we're always going to get what we get with them. And we do. They're so consistent and always bring that championship level of play. Well, the sophomore tonight came in, and in her first big stage, you know, this was the first time. She's played a whole season to get to this point, but District 7A semifinal at Livingston Academy against Lamar Rogers and Lady Buffaloes, that's a little different than going to Herman and hitting 10 three-pointers against Wartburg, or going to Jellico and hitting 5 against a 4-20 Navy Blue Devil team. This was a different animal, and thought she rose to the occasion pretty good tonight. Made mistakes tonight, no doubt, and she probably knows that more than we do. However, did some good things as well that helped put Clay County over the hump.
Yeah, led the team in scoring tonight with 17 points, and then but you and I talked about it, Doug. You know, she didn't look like a sophomore in that fourth quarter. Knocked down a big three when Clay County was kind of losing it. I mean, I'll be honest, they were blowing up. Game got down to a six-point ball game. They couldn't even get it up the floor, turned it over multiple times. Haley Garrison knocked down a huge three-pointer to get it back to a nine-point ball game and give them that cushion. And down the stretch had the two-pointer to also extend. So I just thought she played really big in pressure-packed situation there in the fourth quarter. And it wasn't about just knocking down threes that she's known for.
It's just solid play. And like I said, tournament play is different. And, that, you know, when you step in that for the first time, and Halen has, you know, Halen played, she got some minutes last year a little bit, but not the big minutes.
Right.
And she stepped up to that occasion. But it's tough when you walk on that floor that first time in a big game that means what that one meant tonight. Just an excellent job by Halen.
Yeah, nice job arising to the occasion. Boys action, you just said that tournament play was different, Doug. Well, we saw some different play out of junior Nolan Adams tonight. Just he did everything that he does good. He took it and amplified it. Saw him rebounding. Saw him defending. Saw him finishing the and ones that Thomas likes so much. Saw him draining three pointers. What did he not do well, guys?
Well, good question. We had to watch that game again just to see him. Now, he just a solid all around game. He just his confidence level the last 6-8 games has been so much different. Just plays with the confidence, and like I said, plays like you can't guard me, and that's
right.
Great. That is great.
Well, and it's that attitude. It's that mentality. I'm better than you are, and I'm fixing to prove it, and he did it time and again. I think if you gave him the choice, do you want to be guarded by, you know, a sophomore, junior, no name, or do you want to be guarded by Carter Gibson?
Yeah.
He says, give me Gibson. I want the best they got.
Yeah.
And,
well,
it's that type of mentality that makes him so good.
And it wasn't just Gibson. They tried every one of them, and they started with the District 7-8 defensive MVP and Tucker Smith. He ate him alive.
Yeah.
He ate everybody alive he wanted to one-on-one, Doug. And the thing that makes him tough, you talked about the one-on-one situations. It's a complete mismatch. He's going to blow by the first guy. But then people collapsing. He can cut through them, take the contact, put it in their face, do whatever. It don't matter if you got five waiting him on him in the paint. He can finish.
Well, and we missed it in the game where – Gordonville was changing from that zone to man. Nolan read that automatic. As soon as went man, he was to the rim and making something happen.
And that's something I don't know enough about it to see, like you just said, and we seldom ever talk about the basketball knowledge and just the know-how. Highly intelligent young man.
Yeah, no
you
doubt.
Know, we don't always talk about academics, but you take somebody that's that athletic with the smarts, that's a dangerous combination.
Yeah. Well, like I said, he reads the game well enough to know when he's got the advantage. And he does that so well and just makes a difference.
It does.
Folks, we absolutely loved it. We hated that we couldn't keep the video on the action there. But
what's that?
Oh, sorry. Tonight's TDS top performers. Sophomore Halen Garrison and junior Nolan Adams. I was trying to jump the gun. The top performers, as always, are brought to you by TDS Disposal, who serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Now, why in the world, for the first time in almost 7 years, did I forget to do that?
Oh, it just happens.
It happens.
I do stuff all the time.
What I'm saying, I hate we couldn't fling the camera around like normal, but I do love that we were able to be here covering it live, and we're going to keep on in this fashion. The good news is it's going to happen Monday and Tuesday night in title game status. Clay County going to take on the girls, going to take on the winner of Gordonsville, Pickett County, who are playing right now. Clay County's boys will take on the winner of Pickett County Clark Ranch, who'll be tipping off at 8:30 tonight.
Yeah.
Gonna be fun, guys.
Oh yeah, I mean tournament play's always great. It's my favorite time of the year is when it gets tournament time.
Yeah, there's nothing like it. And hey, we're playing for some titles, guys. This is huge. Anytime you can play for the Tri-Lakes Conference title, it's big. And Clay County's got two teams that can challenge for it.
No doubt, folks. We appreciate you. We appreciate all our sponsors. We'll be back right here. Pre-game show will go on air about 6:15. on Monday night for the girls. No, that's wrong. They switch it. That'll be at, let's see, 6:30.
Yeah, somewhere around. Yeah, somewhere in that area.
Something like that. And they'll do the, they'll wait. They'll do all the awards after, won't they?
They will.
After the title game. So, yeah, we'll see you about 7:45, give or take, when we come on live again. So, until then, for Joe Sims, for Doug Strong, for Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing y'all a good night.